这次修了，老师今天我们的换新桌，没有找到黑色的果干，那张老师可能就没有。
明儿个就
臭的，喷臭的。
He's telling that he has found a new book for himself, but he cannot find a new bow cover for himself. So now his bow cover is silver, but the bow itself is black. So he's asking, is it allowed for him to use such bow? The bow
old cover means the lid.
The bow lid, yes.
What is the problem with the lid?
The lid is not a black coated.
Can do it because now before getting to Upasamana, he can use it like that. Samana is not a problem. So if he wants to make it black, so then after a few months they are going, maybe recently, what is the ordination for Samana ordinations?
February 27th.
Okay, if he wants to blacken it, he can blacken it.
他说：“你现在你就这么用，没有任何问题。然后你如果心里想下面那个包盖染黑的话，你就等着下一批上面让他出家的时候，你把那个跟他们一块烧就可以了。”
Up to that time, I don't think anybody can raise any problem because of that. Because this is just like having a second. It's not a secondary thing, no. Secondary thing, which is even these monks. I see some senior monks. They go and take some
plate.
It's called tetia. In Singapore, it's tetia, which is they don't care about the color sometimes.
because
it is painted or not painted and so forth, blackened or not blackened.
Because it is not because it's only accessory to the bow. It's not
accessory. Yeah.
Okay. 他说这个他们现在本地人是对这个锅盖其实不是特别在意，因为他这个锅盖是可有可无的一个东西，你脱过时并不是非常非常锅盖，这那不是特别。
But it's good now if it have it uniform in uniform color, then it looks better because some months they might not raise questions about that, why you have like that. You can tell him if it is blackening it is much better.
但是如果是能覆盖也是那当然更好一些，因为那看起来那颜色是一致的，更好看一些。
So then, now regarding the rule about the medicines. Yesterday we were discussing about what Kankabatiran tells that sugar means molasses obtained from fruits, etc. It is yavakalika, it means is regarded as food. Okay.
然后有个其实也是挺有趣的，我们昨天根据那个伊库德托讲了，就是说从那个芒果里边提取糖，那个它属于食品链，就是食物。
So, and I also mentioned about for example, other plants like cereals, like corn, wheat, rice, and so forth, which contain starch. So, and people they use the starch in order to get glucose. That also glucose as a byproduct of these sources, it is not allowable. The same way, like for fruits, you get fructose and so forth is not allowable. It's byproduct of fruits.
然后我们昨天也讲了，就是如果是那个以那个玉米或者麦或者大米为那个等谷物为原料提取出的葡萄糖，也是食物。然后那个我们昨天也讲，就是说不仅是芒果，还有其他水果里边提取那个果糖，也还是食物。
So we have seen that the Buddha defines panita is molasses, okay.Molasses is called is produced from uchu
It's from sugar cane. Okay. So therefore now sugar cane.
他说这个，他说这个那个佛得定义是糖浆或者是糖蜜呢？他是从那个甘蔗里边提取出来的。
So then, sugar cane, if you check in Wikipedia and so forth, it is, let me see, it is about fiber, how much percent.
Yes.
So, and then, it is, it's called sucrose rich.
Yes.
It is said sucrose rich plant.
Yes.
Okay. Now it is, so then, about 5%. Let me see. About 8 to 16% fiber.
Okay. 然后这个甘蔗里边还有8%到16%纤维素。百分之十一到十六。
12 to 16%。Sugar.
It means sucrose.
Sugars.
Okay. So this sugar is not only sucrose.
Sugars. It is sugars.
Okay. Okay. 然后那个糖类是那个12%到16%。
And then we have the rest is just 75%.
Water.
No. 2 to 3% non sugars. Okay. Just non sugars means there are no sugar.And 63 to 73% water. So now we have here now, you see, it is just what we get, it is the sugars. Now this water, this fiber, there is nothing substantial there for feed. It's not used for food by humans, okay? You can't get survive, eat and survive by this kind of amount of sugar. It's more than carbohydrates, okay? So therefore, that's why the Buddha allowed sugar cane to, as a, that's called, to get the product of the sugar, okay? The panita, the molasses, and get molasses from that, because it is not theused by people for food. Okay.
他说，然后那个，佛陀为什么允许这个？就是那个从甘蔗里边提取那个蔗糖，那个是那个不是，从甘蔗里边提取那糖蜜是允许的呢？因为，甘蔗的东西实际上是不能被当成食物的，就是它里边实际上它主要只有三种主要成分，一种是那个纤维素，这个是不能食用的，然后就是水，然后其次就是那个。蔗糖就是那个是蔗糖，然后所以说，它这个如果你只吃甘蔗的话，是不能生存的，因为它里边没有那种人体必需那种像淀粉那样碳水化合物，也没有蛋白质，所以说它不是一种那个合适的食物。
So therefore now, in the same way now, the same way other plants were sugar.Rich or sucrose rich are sugar beet. Okay.
还有另外一种那个就是说，富含蔗糖的植物就是甜菜。
So then, sugar beet, it is almost. Let me see. Again, it's about 5% bulb. Bulb means it. Let me see.Pulp means it is just the fiber. It is the fiber of the root, no?
Uh-huh.
The fiber of the root. And then you have, let me see, 20% sugar. And then the rest is about 75%. 75% water.
然后这个甜菜的那个成分是这样，它是那个，它还有5%的那个根纤维，然后它有20%的那个糖，还有75%的水。
So therefore now here also we can see that humans do not use this as food, not for eating. You don't just sugar bit and to chew and eat it.
所以这就是
那
么干。从那个成分比例上可以看出来，就是人类不这种东西当食物的原因。
So then from here also you can get molasses and you get sugar, okay, sucrose.
然后从这甜菜里边你也可以得到那个糖蜜，然后糖蜜里边进一步提炼就可以得到那个蔗糖。
So then, and then we have what's called other source of sugar, which is used by you see, it is the sap of palmira bark. Palmira bark, which called date palm. It is a sap. Okay, sap means. Okay, I will explain.
SOP or SEP.
SAP.
Okay, sap.
Or also the flower also means the flowering. Sap of flowering. Okay, sap of flowering.
Flower.
Palmira palm. Dead palm. Okay, I will explain what palm is.
然后这个地方呢，然后那个现在可以提取蔗糖的材料就是那个棕榈树的树枝，还有那个海藻树的树枝。海藻就是那个大海的海藻，是我们吃那个藻，那个藻海藻就是那种大藻。
Now this sap, it is also very rich in what's called in sugar. The flowering also. If you see in dictionary and so forth, it says sap is a watery solution of salt, sugars, salt and minerals. That circulates through the vascular.System of the plant, like the plant has veins, like veins. It circulates. That is a sugary substance which circulates through the veins of the plant. Okay, that is now, especially this palmira palms are not hard wood. They are very soft wood. So, and there are certain parts of the plant, especially on the top, which are very soft. By cutting them, squeezing.It's like sugar cane. As called, you're squeezing them, you can get the juice out, which is very, very, very sugary. And then this is the molasses. And after, as called, you get the sugar by crystallizing it. Okay.
然后那个它是这样，它是像那个棕榈树，还有那个就像棕榈树那个树干其实非常软的，尤其棕榈树尖那个部分，如果说你把棕榈树那个尖砍下来的话，然后你手去捏，就可以捏出很多树枝。然后这个树枝里边，如果你看它成分，它成分主要是那个糖分、盐分、水，还有其他一些矿物质。然后你对他们这个从这个棕榈树或海藻树里边提取树枝。然后就像制那个制造糖蜜的工艺流程那样的那个提纯，然后结晶，然后也可以得到那个蔗糖。
So now in the same way now this sap and the flower, the people don't do they do eat. So but they squeeze, take the juice, and then which is very sugary, they make molasses and then they make sugar of it. They don't eat like that food.
然后那个相似的是，就是说这个，棕榈树或者海藻树树枝或者是花们，就是人们一般也不会把它当做食物吃，而是把它们挤出那个汁水来，然后那个再进一步把它做成糖蜜，然后就从中提炼出糖来。
This is allowable sources. The sources are allowable to get molasses and to get sugar and consume for 7 days. But
然后我们刚才说这种植物就是说是乳法的那个就是那个作为七日药汤乳法的来源，就是说从这些东西里边提炼出的汤，是可以当成七日药来用的。
But this kind of fruits which people eat, they take into their mouth and eat, or cereals like corn, wheat, and rice and so on, they can eat, they use for food. Potatoes, also from potatoes, ordinary potatoes, you can get starch. Okay? Now, they take starch from this. Okay? First, they take starch. They can't get molasses. Directly, they can't get molasses. They have to take starch, and from there, they take the glucose.Fructose, like that.
No, but if it is, fructose, is, it has nothing to do with starch. I mean, starch and fructose, like that. Fructose.
And starch or fructose, no?
Yes. And starch only becomes glucose.
Huh?
And only starch becomes glucose. The fructose itself...
Yeah, fructose, yes.
然后那个张老师就是说什么是就是说那个不能成为七日药的汤呢，就是从那个水果谷物土豆等可以作为食物用的东西里边那个提取汤。然后对于谷物和土豆来说呢，你如果用谷物和土豆制糖的话，你是先从里边提出淀粉，然后淀粉基不再把淀粉基分解成葡萄糖。如果水果的话，你可以直接从里边提取果糖。
这是不是七日药？
不是七日药。
如果 you tell me that you can't get molasses from these sources,
啊，
他说 get molasses panita, you can't get panita.
就是不管水果药还是谷物还是土豆也好，你是不可能从里边得到汤蜜的。然后你只能是直接从里边提炼汤，或者说是那个用淀粉再把进一步分解成葡萄糖。
So for now, these sources are called.And the byproducts, okay, they are regarded as yavakalika, means for till noon time to be consumed as foods, but not the, for satahakalika, for 7 days as called users.
然后他说像那个水果谷物土豆这些东西，以及他们提取出来的这些东西，他们只能当那个食分药，也就是食物来用，就是不能在过午之后食用。
All right, now this is just general explanation, and the other thing is now for the sucrose and the glucose. This is sucrose is disaccharides, glucose is monosaccharides, fructose is also monosaccharides. So now, sucrose means actually disaccharide means it contains glucose and fructose.
Yes.
So then.
So
then, if you go into in the chemical science and so forth, then you can argue why it's like that. But this is we look at the source, no?
Yes.
Source from where it comes. If it is from allowable source which people don't use for food, okay, you can take. But if it comes from the sugar, as called the glucose, fructose comes from this kind of sources, it's not allowed. Food sources.
所以说，但注意，就是我们最后看这个糖，它是不是乳法，不是看它那个化学成分是单糖还是多糖什么，而是看它那个来源什么地方，是乳法来源还是不乳法来源。如果是乳法来源，这就是可以当成七日药；如果是后面讲的那个不乳法来源，它就是那个食物。
Okay, this is a.
But yesterday you told me that sugarcane is cardini or something. Yesterday you told me sugarcane is cardini. Sugarcane is.
Cardania means it belongs to Cardania, so as long it is.
True.
any plant is Cardania.
Any plant is Cardania.
Therefore, you can chew and food like that.
Okay.
But people, they don't eat tonarise. Actually, if we receive sugarcane as the plant itself,You can't keep it in the afternoon. You can't keep it in the afternoon. Sugar cane you can't. Because is the Gangavatarin there, because we read yesterday, no? You can receive only, you can't receive the Vattu. If you receive the Vattu, means the original, it's called the base of sugar, which is sugar cane itself, the plant, you can make squids take the juice, okay? And then you can keep the juice in the afternoon, okay, and consume it, or make molasses of that. But you have to throw away the vattu, that's called the base. So then the base, if you receive, for example, in the morning, sugar cane itself, you have to consume it, that's called,
before noon,
before noon. But if you take only the juice, that juice you can use in the afternoon.
But the question is, if it's cutting here, if you have to consume this sugar cane before noon, then it is food. It is food. If it is not food, why we cannot consume this sugar cane afternoon?
Food means, because now, but this food source is actually very weak in protein. Okay, there is no, it has some protein. If it is together with a plant, it has some protein. But after you separate on the juice, it becomes protein free, almost protein free. That's why now you can consume in the afternoon. While it's together with a plant, it has protein. Okay, some amount of protein, but it's not so much like mango fruits like that. Because it's so much water is there. It is about 70% water. There is no protein, almost no protein. It tells about it's about sugars. Most of them are sugars. Okay. But the plant is a problem. The plant, we can't keep the plant itself. Okay, that's called. Therefore, it belongs to Kadanya. And there are, for example, Kadanya. Any plant is Kadanya. Any plant, even for example, a leaf. Okay, which for example, has no medicinal purpose, properties. Okay, so then you can't keep the leaf. If there is no use for any medicine, but you can take the juice and keep it. Now there is one example is like you can see this gotukola. Gotukola, there are these leaves, which people they use it
for medicine,
but use for food also, to cook it with rice gruel.
Kolakand or something.
Kolakand. They use this kind of leaves. Now, this leaf, usually people, sometimes they use it with food, to mix it with food. They don't take it raw, because it is not pleasant. After they cook it. Therefore, because people they use for food, so then you can take only the juice of this leaves in the afternoon. They become kadaniya. But even then, people they usually don't eat it like that. They just to cook it, to mix it with other things. But it's more rich in minerals. So then, but it has little protein. But if you take only the juice, it is protein free.
Okay.
While in the plant, there is some protein there. So therefore, you regard this kadaniya because some small amount of protein is there. After you separate only the juice, there is no protein. You take only protein free things.
Okay.
The same with sugar cane. While it is there is some amount of protein there. Otherwise, the plant can't nourish itself without protein. So then, but after you separate it from the, you take only the juice, it is almost protein free. So then, this way now, it is kadaniya because it has some small amount of protein. But people, they don't use it for nourishing because it's so small amount. Which, even this small amount can be regarded as kadaniya. Okay? Because there is some amount of protein. So, in that case now, we don't take a sugar cane piece and chew it in the afternoon.
Okay.
So, this is called because there is some small amount of protein which can nourish the body. So then, but it's not much. Even this little and so forth, we classified it as food, as kadaniya, not to be taken in the afternoon.
Okay.
But only if you take only juice, which is almost protein free, you can take that.
正好说那个甘蔗，就是虽然我们这地方说甘蔗，就是它的那个它不像一般的食物里边有那么多蛋白质，但是甘蔗本身还是不能在下午吃的。如果你上午吃了甘蔗的话，你还是那个再过5天再吃掉，就是那个下午不能吃甘蔗，因为那个甘蔗本身还是含有微量蛋白质，然后它是可以滋养身体的。 虽然它不像那个其他那个新鲜水果或者谷物一样含有大量蛋白质，但是它本身是有一些蛋白质。但是如果说你上午吃到甘蔗，然后那个你把那个甘蔗给那个挤出糖来，然后呢提炼出糖，就糖那个挤出糖蜜来，然后呢提炼出糖，那个糖你可以下午吃。然后他说这在伊霍多特尔有写。This is mentioned in concurrent training,
It says that the vatu, let me see. You see, tani patika hitva, tani besajani patika rifana tesan vatuni. Okay? The vatuni, the basis of this medicine should not be taken. Only the medicine can be, what is produced from them, can be medicine can be produced. Now, for example, you can don't take the milk.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you take the ghee oil.
Okay.
This is the vatu. Milk is the vatu.
Okay.
So then.
他说是这样。他说是这个地方那个在伊霍多托尔写是这段那个136页，136页第一二三四两段接受那些药后。然后他说这个地方伊霍多托说是那个在接受那些药品之后，而不是指那些奶或者芝麻等物品。然后意思就是说这个地方药品它是指那个从奶里边提炼出的那个酥油，或者从芝麻里边提炼出芝麻油这样的东西，然后这个物品就指的是奶或者芝麻。然后这也就是说这个他这个地方意思就是说这些药品也就是说。酥油或者芝麻油这些东西可以在下午使用，但是这些东西本身，奶或者芝麻这些东西是它是不可以在下午使用。然后他说，甘蔗其实也是一样的。
Okay.
嗯。
So then, I think now we covered many points. I don't know if there are any questions. Yesterday we could not finish the question session.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any question about these medicines? They can ask.
对这条我们讲了很多要点。然后昨天如果大家那个对这二节还有什么问题的话，现在可以问。对这七十二条这还有什么问题，然后大家可以现在问。其实，
那个，伊霍多托里面呀，有一个说是不比库不能煮牛奶的。
哦。
这煮跟热有区别吗？
是不可以，我给你找一下，比库不可以煮牛奶。我知道有这段，但我找一下最新哪一页。就在那个136页是吧？136页。
136页倒数第三。
倒数第三是最后一句。比库不可以自己煮该物品。OK。你的问题是煮和热有什么区别是吧？
不是，我的问题是。对，因为我看到很多比库在那里热牛奶。
不是，他是这样的，他我告诉他怎么弄的，他要把这东西是那个交给沙瓦迪拉，然后让那个沙瓦迪拉放上去，然后沙瓦迪拉点上火，然后沙瓦迪拉走开，他自己人走，这样，是不是这样？
不是这样，
不是这样。
热牛奶我们不久的时候我们也热的。
你们是这样
做
的？
热牛奶我也热的。
您热那个当地，您看着当地的比库热吗？
对啊，比库当地比库是你是。是不是像我刚才说那样子？
我没注意到牛奶，但是那个其他的东西，就粥什么的，就是已经做熟的粥，他们再加热、加盐、再加热的话，都是我来开那个煤气灶。
对，就是他会让你开煤气灶，然后你可以走开，然后他自己一个人，然后等那好了之后，他再让你们生。
我看到的时候是已经他自己从火上拿下来了。
自己从火上拿下来，
他自己拿是
就之前有可能是你说
受过了。
之前是你问，
这就是说我点完火以后啊，我那个手还没有离开那个杯子
啊，
然后那个他把手放上去，然后我
啊，这就是我说的那个意思，对，然后他也是等于说你已经给他受过了，然后或者你怎么
等在那里，
对，
你问我想我好像在酒奶我。 我这个事情我不知道，我也好像自己在问。
So he's asking about boiling milk because in the Kangra region, in Kangra region, it is mentioned that for those Yava Karikas, for example, milk, it is not allowable for a bhikkhu to boil this thing by himself. So now, as we observed, what the bhikkhus are doing here is, for example, if they have some milk or some a porridge to boil, they first hand over this porridge to a samana. A samana put it on the stove, or the stove oven, anything like that. And then a samana turn on a switch, and then get it offered to the bhikkhu. Turn on a switch, and then get it offered to the bhikkhu, right? Touch, remove like that. And then the samana left, and the bhikkhu is just waiting. So is it allowable? Is it
right? Huh? That's.
It's not funny. It's always like that, isn't it?
Anyway, now what is supposed to be cooked?
No, the question is
what do you mean? You can tell me what is the material the
milk,
food they want to cook?
Milk. Or sometimes porridge. Or sometimes instant noodles even.
So now milk, what they bring the milk here, mm-hmm. it's actually half boiled, no? Because uh-huh. it's pasteurized
okay.
It is, they have to heat it
uh-huh.
to heat in high temperature to kill the bacteria.
Mm.
It's almost because now they heat it is almost half boiled.
Yes.
Okay. And now in the Mahabhagapali, the Buddha allowed if it is half boiled, you can reheat it, no problem, and use it.
So for bhikkhus?
It is not cooking for the by the bhikkhu himself.
Oh, okay.
It is reheat. You reheat it, no?
Okay.
So in the same way now, instant products like for example noodles, which need only 5 minutes to heat. Okay, these are actually already cooked. You just need only to heat them for 5 minutes, even less than 5 minutes, and then it is already ready. So, but if you take raw noodles itself. It takes more than half an hour to cook.
Yes.
So therefore now this is almost more than half cooked products. And if the bhikkhu heats them, it's not cooking. According to what the Buddha allowed. Therefore now, and then about this rice gruel, it's already cooked. You want to heat it, no?
Yes.
If the temperature drop, you want to reheat it. Therefore you don't cook it, you reheat.
Okay.
So it is allowed according to the vineyard.
So they don't have to offer this to someone around?
Yes, no need.
Okay, 他说然后它身上它是像那种牛奶，还有这米粥，那米粥虽然已经煮过了，米粥已经煮过，只不过后来凉了，这就已经不是半熟，这已经完全熟的东西。然后那佛陀在大品里边说，就是对于半熟或者已熟的东西，然后比库自己直接对它加热，那是无罪的。那这什么？但什么情况是有罪的？比方说你煮的东西不是方便面，而是生的面条，然后你自己放在锅里煮，这
是我之前跟你问的热跟煮的区别，就是这个区别。
啊，对
对，煮是煮，从生到熟，
因为你这个时候你不能说煮，你要说是它开始炒它，你这个时候是不能自己做饭，对。
疑惑都是让你写煮字嘛，所以我想问一下是热跟煮有区别的。
对，然后你的问题会了解吗？
那个我是问另外一个问题。
啊，你的问题是？
那个，就是那个在那个托钵坛吧，有时候那个。就是居士会供养那个碳酸饮料，
碳酸饮料
啊，碳酸饮料，然后还有像那个Jaggi
啊，
就这种东西，这个比库接了以后那个放在桌子上，然后中午就是下午我可不可以？授给比库就是当做 其实要收礼品的，就当天的下午。
他算饮料，还有什么东西？
加给的。
加给啊。
然后问题是说，
就是比库他把这个那个接受之后，他自己放在桌上，然后你那个你下午时候你怎么自己去拿，然后再把收给比库，可不可以是吧？
对对对，然后就是说是两种情况，一种情况是这个东西比库只是接，但是他没有吃
啊。
还有一个，有的时候我会发现那个大瓶碳酸饮料剩半瓶，就是这两种情况是。哪一种情况适合下午收，或者都不适合？我就想了解。
So he's asking that, for example, in the morning, Pindapat, sometimes this because received some kind of carbonized drink, like a soda water, like that.
In the morning?
Yes, in the morning. Maybe this is just an example. For example, Coca-Cola.
Ah, example.
Coca-Cola. Yeah. Soft drink, soft drink, or jaggery, this kind of thing, and then this people didn't consume it. He just leave this kind of thing on the table. So then in the afternoon, is it allowable for the salmoner to get this thing and then offer this a soft drink or jaggery to the bhikkhu as a sadhakari? This is the question.
So, now usually the procedure should be like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you receive something like jaggery or Coca-Cola, Fendel in the morning,
mm-hmm.
So any other, for example, honey or ghee oil,
mm-hmm.
or any oil, olive oil, this kind of five tonics, for example.
Mm.
So as soon as you receive it, you have to determine what you're going to do this. Okay.
Mm.
So then, that is the time actually, when you have to decide, that whether you want to keep it for in the afternoon to consume it free without mixing with food. Or you want to consume it in the morning with food.
Oh.
Alright? So therefore, that is the decision that has to be made as soon as you receive this. So and if you decide, for example, no, I will leave it for the afternoon today. Or I will leave it to drink it without food, without mixing with food, even Coca-Cola. I will leave it to drink without food. Alright? So then you can keep it up to 7 days. Okay. So then you can give it, maybe I will consume tomorrow, after tomorrow, for the future, up to 7 days you can. Jaggery the same. Now you receive jaggery, you decide now, shall I mix it with food or shall I not mix it with food? If you decide not to mix it with food, you can keep it up to 7 days. No need to re-offer from someone else. Okay. So then the same goes for any olive oil like that, because you get olive oil, you think, it would be very tasty if I mix with food, okay. But you think, no, it's not necessary, I will keep it only for 7 days. So then I will keep it, niramisa, means without mixing with any food, I will, pure, or it's called, I will keep it pure. Then you keep it up to 7 days, you no need to get it offered. All right. You can get this explanation, I will give you some more explanation.
他是这样，就是一般来说呢，就是说你在托钵的时候接到那个什么宗堂，或者是那个蜂蜜，或者是油，或者软饮料，这些东西的话，你接受这些东西之后，如果你没有的舍弃的话，你立刻进行个决议，就是说这个东西我到底把是当成是那个七日药，就是不跟食物一起混着吃呢，还是说我要把这个东西当成和食物一起混着吃？那这个东西，如果说你把它决议，你当时就把它决议成七日药的话，那这个你就可以储存几天，然后你没有必要把它放到一个地方，或者交给上面，然后让它传授给你，就直接把它直接储存就可以了。然后后面他会接着。OK.
So then, now if you, for example, have a Coca-Cola bottle, okay. So as you decide, you are not going to mix with food, okay. So or jaggery. Or anything like that. So then you must make sure that if you want to do so, so And you have to first wash your mouth. If you want to do it in the morning, for example, to eat some peas in the morning, so not to mix it with food, you have to make sure you have to, after your meal, okay, you wash your mouth very well, okay? Then only you can take a piece of jaggery or drink a Coca-Cola, so that it won't be mixed with food into the mouth.
然后如果比方说你吃了是能喝可乐，然后你吃了之后你就想喝这口可乐，那这个情况下为了就不破掉你这个气热，就是说不跟食物混合，那你比方说你的这样你得吃上早上之后，好好漱口，把嘴里边那食物餐渣都给洗掉，然后再喝这口可乐。
The same way with vitamin pills, vitamin tablets. Now you take vitamin tablets and you think I will keep it for lifelong medicine, not to mix it with food. Because some doctors they will tell you mix it with food, no. But you can actually do the following, don't mix with food. But as soon as you finish a meal, you have to rinse your mouth, remove all the food particles from your mouth, brush your mouth and so forth, everything. And then after your mouth is clean, you take a tablet, vitamin tablet, and with water you can swallow it. So that you get mixed with food inside the stomach. Not outside, inside the mouth or outside the mouth. In that case now, you keep it clean without mixing with any food. And you can keep it for lifelong, this vitamin tablet.
他说，然后他让你怎么，然后他让这，就举个例子，比方说你接到维生素药丸，那个托波是接到维生素药丸，然后你把维生素药丸就一杯中成药，就一杯中成药，然后让别让别让别让人吃完饭想吃的话，那你一样，你就那就是那个吃那个你必须在那个吃完饭之后，那水一洗，然后那个通到胃里边。他说，这事就维生素药丸在胃里边跟食物混合，这是没有问题的，但是你要保证就是这个维生素药丸不能在你的 口外或者在你的口内，跟食物混合，只能在胃里边跟你的食物混合。然后只要你能保证这个维生素药丸就是整个在你使用过程中没有在口外或者口内跟食物混合的话，你它就一直都是你的终身药，你终身都可以吃。So
this applies any other not vitamins applies to any everything, everything about sugar. If you have sugar, then you want to after the meal you want to consume some sugar. You clean first your mouth. And then you can mix sugar with water or even without water and put in the mouth and so forth to chew it and maybe to take some other, because bitter, some bitter tablets, if you want to put some bitter tablets and you mix it with sugar into the mouth and so forth, you can take it after you clean your mouth. So that no particles, food particles can be mixed inside your mouth with sugar or any other medicine.
然后这个地方说也不仅维生素，比方说你脱吃就是糖或者其他什么药，然后这样的话就是你也是一样，就是如果你吃完饭之后你想吃这糖，就是你要吃完，就一个气儿一样，吃完饭之后想吃这糖的话，你要先说一口，然后把糖和水混合一起，或者说不混合水直接吃啊才可以。Therefore,
what the Buddha used the word is agitate, okay? As called. If it is sataha kaligam, you determine, as soon as you receive, you determine, I will keep it for 7 days. This is the decision you make, determination you make, a resolution. You make a resolution. So if it is yavajivika, you have to determine it for yavajivika. I will keep it for, as called, for lifelong. I will not mix it with food, I will not mix it with sataha kaligam, so I will not mix it with yama kaligam, I will keep it only for lifelong. That is the time you receive, you can make the decision. So, atitan is what the Buddha called. This is the, you have to make a determination or resolution. So if for example you receive tea leaves in the morning, so and you think now for example here tea leaves you put on bottle like that. And you think half of this I will keep it to use it without sugar. We can remove it, half of that, and put it aside, determine its lifelong. Okay. And half of this I will mix it with sugar. Okay. Then you keep it aside and determine this as called for like to be mixed with Sataha Kali. Okay. In that case, if you separate it, so then that you make determination. This will be for lifelong usage and this will be for mixing with sugar.
然后比方说你那个你咋就早上托布的时候叫一包茶叶，然后这个时候你想，然后这本茶叶我有一部分想那个就是说不加糖喝，然后有一部分你想那个和汤混合在一起喝，然后这样的话你就把一部分茶叶给分出来，然后就是你不想跟汤混合在一起那部分茶叶分出来，然后把这部分茶叶就用于终身药，然后把你那个想和汤混合在一起喝那部分茶叶分出来，然后把这部分茶叶就用于气日药。
So once you make determination, you have to keep determination. If by accident they keep mixed, or maybe you forget sometimes, tea leaves you have to determine for lifelong, you forget sometimes you mix it with sugar. From that time on, the whole tea leaves you had, it is the yava, lifelong time expires, means it is cancelled. Then becomes sataha kali, 7 days means.
他说然后你但你那样决议之后你应该保持自己的决议，但是别让后来你为那个忘记或者说是瞎什么偶然事件，然后你从决议为终身药的那些茶里边，然后拿一茶叶出来，然后跟他混合一起喝了，然后你那个这样你原先决议为终身药的茶叶整个都变成气日药。
So then our main point is now if we go for Pindapata,not in now, and maybe in other places. Now, go sometimes village Pindapata, okay? The people might give you a spoon of ghee oil on the top, okay? Or the water. Now, if they do like that, the lower part of the ghee, okay, gets smeared with food. But if you want to take this ghee, keep it for 7 days, you can take slowly the upper part,because there are no food particles. Remove it, put it aside, and then determine it for 7 days, maybe. Okay.
然后如果你去村里边托钵的话，他有事那个就是你托钵的时候有时候那个人会往你那个石上给你那个泼上一勺酥油，然后他泼这一勺酥油之后呢，他那个酥油下面部分他可能就跟那个食物混合在一起了。然后它上一部分可能浮在表面，然后这种情况，如果说你想把这个酥油决议为气日药的话，你就把那个酥油上一部分就是浮在食物上那部分，还没有跟食物混合在一起，里面没有任何食物添加这部分，给它撇出来，撇出来之后呢，然后你就再把决议为气日药，这是允许。
Once you determine this for that purpose, so you don't need to get it offered from another someone else like that.
他说你只要一旦把它决议为气日药，你就不需要就是整个这个东西让交给上面来给你重塑，这是不必要的。
Because that is not mixed with food, it is pure. Pure ghee or pure Coca-Cola, pure sugar, pure tea leaves, and so what is pure? It's not mixed with food.
因为那些东西都是纯粹的，它是没有跟食物混合在一起的。
那，就是那个山上托钵堂就跟这儿一样的，中间有个桌子是吧？然后我的 duty 是，快过午的时候，就是所有比库都吃完了，我把那桌子上东西收走。然后我，就是我并不知道，就是比库是如何决议的。那我这样做是不是就是比较好的？就是如果那瓶饮料是没有拆过封的，那我就可以在当天的下午再重新收拾礼物。如果我发现那饮料喝了一半儿，因为我不知道他是怎么决议的，那我就在第二天再收拾礼物。
So he's asking that because his duty in the mountain is to remove all the items in the a public table in the mountain down the valley. This is the duty. So, he faces such problem. So because there are often some subjects are on the table. Subjects on the table. So then, but some are not open yet. Some are not open yet. But some are partly consumed. Partly consumed. So he said that for those which are not which are not open yet, he can offer those to the bhikkhu in the afternoon. But for those which are already opened, is it better for him to offer this a soft drink in the next morning? Something like that. This is his question, because he does not know the aditana of those bhikkhu.
You know, the bhikkhu who consume this, they give up the expectation to get the bottle again. They give up. That is one factor. The second factor it is that he already removes them from the place the bhikkhus left this bottle. He removes them now. Then the patigahana breaks. Okay. So, and if these bottles are not mixed with food, there are no food particles inside. So, samana, he removes them. If he removes them, that's called. And then the bhikkhus come in the afternoon, he can re-offer them to them. Because they are not mixed with food. But these three factors have to be fulfilled, okay? Because they don't expect to get it back. And then, but even then, if he physically removes them, the patikahana breaks. It's called what the bhikkhus receives in the morning, now it goes to arupasampanna zone. That is finished. Bhikkhus have no any possession of that. And then the three factors is also important, because this is not mixed with food. There are not particles of food inside the Coca-Cola bottle. So in that case now, he can re-offer them in the afternoon. The bhikkhus can take and consume in the afternoon, whether the bottle is open or half used, no problem.
他说这个地方你要注意三个条件。第一个条件就是说这个比库他喝完这东西然后把放桌子上的时候，他已经放弃了，说终于再获得这个东西的期望了。因为你也不知道，就是说你明天你是不是第一个喝这瓶饮料了。他实际上放弃终于得到这个期望，这是第一个要求。第二个要求呢，就是说你在桌子上那个移动这些东西的时候，你已经移动了这些东西，然后你已经破了这个比库对这个东西的受持。事实上就是当你移动这些东西，这些东西已经都水上来了。这是你要考虑的第二个要求，然后你要考虑第三个要求，就是说这饮料应该是都没有跟那个食物颗粒混合的。然后，他说这三个要素里边，其实只要满足后两个要素，就是说你已经破了这个比库对这个东西的那个受持，还有第三个要素就是它没有跟食物颗粒混合。那么这个比库下午来说，你都可以给他承受，因为这个东西它已经不属于比库了，而它又没有跟食物颗粒混合。所以他可以作为七十二来作为七十二来使，所以你就可以接受这。至于说第一个条件就是他是不是有期望，那都已经不重要了，因为不管他即使有期望，当你满足第二条件的时候，那东西都已经不属于他了。
那但是那个长老昨天讲解的是，第六天把糖舍出去，然后要在第七天的过了第七天的名相，然后再受，那这个好像跟他我刚才解释的
这个不冲突，这有什么？因为他这个东西，他你那个他你这个储存根本不可能储存超过七天，就是说，因为你每天中午你都去那啥，你每天你当你只要一移动，那东西都属于你，就不属于比库了。
我知道，但是昨天那个例子，在第六天的时候，比库给沙麦拉也是失去受持的，但为什么要转到第二天名相呢？
他是你试一试，但是前面你储存储存六天了，对不对？
他受过了，
对，但是第七天也是适当的，也没有过期啊。
什么？
第七天也并没有过期啊，就第一天等于说是刚才我问的问题实际上是第一天，对吧？
对，第一天，对。
那第一天跟第六天有什么区别呢？我觉得是一样的。
这个问题是这样，他你看就是说在那个他昨天讲那个例子，我给你写一下。
因为第七天是适当的那个，并没有过期的。
第
一天也
过
期。
我觉得这样好
一点。它是跟前面连起来的，它这个名相是跟前面连起来的。我还在这说。
我知道是连起来的。
但是那三条刚才讲全部
都
引进了，说
他虽然讲那个，你看啊，第一个冥想在比库那里，第二个冥想在比库那里，第三个冥想在第五到第五冥想，这五天都在比库那里，
对、啊、
对吧？
对、啊？
然后再举一个例子的话，其实每就是你从一学第一从第一那个从就第一个冥想都不在比库，第一个冥想的话他在你这里，
对。
然后在那个然后他到冥想开始到中午这段时间他用了，然后你到中午时候你已经把他术式给破了，也就是说这个冥想圣就是已经不在他那里，对吧？
啊，对对对，
然后一直都不在他那里，他根本
他就是说他连一个冥想都没有
过，对，一个冥想都没有。炒一炒，
来炒一炒，那是不是这样的话，油跟大蒜都变成食物了？这是第一。第二，如果它变成食物了，变成食物以后呢，那个比库呢要用的时候呢，它上麦拉重新给它受。上麦拉重新给它受的比库呢，他这个时候实际上他不知道上麦拉。
那比库他受的这个东西是也是肚子饿了吗？
他也下午也肯定是肚子饿了，所以但是他决议的时候，他认为他自己决议的时候是把它作为终身药的。
不是你既然决议终身药，那你不可能是因为肚子饿吃饭。
那现在查水不知道肚子饿了，请让上面拉再煮一点，这样的啊，是这样的。那我就说，他如果假如说他决议成终身药的时候吃这个东西。上面拉给他受的过程，受了以后，这是不是也破了？按照那个长老说的意思呢，就是没关系了，因为上面拉已经动过了，是不是意思？
我第一个问题我没有，我明白你意思。您那第二个问题，你能再问第二个问题？
第二个问题就是因为在吃之前，上面拉肯定给他受了，是吧？
啊，对。
受了的话，是不是就把前面的那个给破？因为
他这不是食物，是本来对上面来说是食物，然后你受以后是不是就不是食物了，是吧？
他实际上这个比库是不知道他是食物。
啊，行，那我可以问我就没有问题。He's asking that now once Avinendra gets hungry in the afternoon, so he went to the Ganapati sala and find some garlic and some ghee and some salt, and he fried this garlic to quench his hunger, like that. So he's asking that is it a love of this samana? This is the first question. So you can answer this question first. I will ask.
So now you started this Vikala Bhojana rule. For bhikkhus, actually, dukkata is vidu like that. Okay, because it says that now what is this garlic is yava jivika. You mix it with ghee, it becomes sataha garlica.
Okay.
So then either way, for the yava jivika or sataha garlica, by taking it to consume for food is dukkata, while consuming is dukkata in the afternoon.
Okay.
Then below the four for bhikkhus.
For
samanas, of course, now. It's called, we have to regard it like that, because now in someone else they can use this to satisfy the hunger. So then they take the perception of taking it to fill the stomach, not because they are sick. They are sick because of hunger, this feeling of hunger. Instead of going and drinking 1 liter of water like that, and to remove all this burning sensation of the stomach, they go and hit garlic, you know, these things to have to taste like a snack, to have a snack like that. Bits. So then, in that case now, it's not suitable for samanas. Although you can't tell they break the rule. Therefore now, there is no offense for them. They can do it, but if they do it every day like that, that means something wrong. Because actually they do it for that purpose, like Vikala Bhojana. It becomes like Vikala Bhojana.
他说这个首先会先问第一个问题，第二个问题完了我先问一下第一个问题。第一个问题，如果是个比库像你说刚才像你说刚才那样说，肚子饿了，然后哗啥事儿，像上面那里头是瘦一下大蒜，然后瘦一下素油什么，然后自己开始做大蒜吃的话，这个对比库来说上个做，就是说你是把那个中正药或者西药在当食物来吃，对着你自己的饥饿在非食，不能当食物来吃，对着自己饥饿，这个对比库来说是犯个做的。但如果上马天拉的话。这个还不能说你犯戒，因为那个他你还不能，但是这个对上来说其实也是不合适，因为是类似于非食，但是还不能说你犯什么戒，只能说你这样做不合适而已。对上马天拉来说，
不是，我是说他那个大蒜，针对于他蒜本身是中成药，
对
中成药，
对，
他当了食物以后，实际上把它就完全整个大蒜就全部。
你那是第二个问题啊，你那是第二个问题，我先回答你第一个问题。OK， 所以 second question is like this。The same summer, he took this fried garlic's food. He took this fried garlic's food, but he didn't consume his garlic all. He didn't consume it all. So then a bhikkhu comes. The Samana comes. Many come. I offer some garlic. So then he offered some garlic to that bhikkhu. So his question is the so in this case, fried garlic is it considered as a food for the bhikkhu as well, regardless of his own perception or intention? Okay, this is the question.
Yes, perception and intention have to be taking place in the bhikkhu's case. Okay.
Oh, okay.
In order to follow Bhukha Dokyam. If he takes Aharataya Patidana, he receives it, and the first he goes, I'm also hungry, I also want to have it. Very good, you can, good time, you'll pray the Samanara. So, of course, that is Bhukha Dokyam. Every swallowing of garlic and sugar is Bhukha Dokyam. So, then, therefore, no. But if the bhikkhu receives it, because he has stomach ailment, because of maybe he is not feeling well, if I take garlic, maybe I will be better. He sees in the future, he takes a medicine. There is no offense for him.
他说这个问题是这样，他说就是如果说这个比这个就是你说那第二个问题，那个就是对比库来说犯还不犯，然后就看成这个比库自己东西和那个他自己东西是什么。他如果说是把这个他也像个上马天拉一样，他第一个肚子饿，然后把这个大蒜吃了吧。他每咽一口就是一个恶作，每咽一口一个恶作。这如果他东西是为了对着自己肚子饿的话，这是第一种情况。第二种情况，如果说这个比如他胃有点毛病，或者消化系统有点毛病，他需要吃大蒜。然后他如果他是以这种东西把那个大蒜和素油的当中的七日药周身药来吃的话，他不犯任何他不犯任何戒。
他那个意思好像是说那个，因为他把这当成食物吃，然后那剩下那些黄油啊，是不是也都成了？
黄油和大蒜全部都变成食物。
不是，长老的意思是这个东西是不是食物，要看比库自己的东西。比库把它当食物，它就是食物；比库说它是药，它就是药。
不是，他是说剩，他说剩下那些黄油。
That garlic does not change
its
or does not change its quality of medicine. Okay.
就是说
那个。It is your intention. You take to use it. What matters? This is what matters. Okay. Now sugar, because you feel hungry, you want to go to get sugar. Sugar does not change its quality. Sugar. Okay. It is the quality of the mind who changes. This we see the quality of the mind of bhikkhu. But what kind of quality of mind he takes it? If he takes it to satisfy his hunger, then he look at that. So then, the same way, Samanara takes it to satisfy his hunger. So, but then he keeps to the bhikkhu, but the bhikkhu wants to satisfy some weakness of the body, and so maybe to get some energy for energy purposes, like to boost the system, not for food. He is only, doesn't feel hungry, just because of drowsiness, you want to take some sugar to get some energy. So then, the quality of the mind is matters. It's not the quality of the substance, sugar.
对，他说就是你说那个剩下的黄油也好，是剩下大蒜也好，就是他们作为油或者作为油的七日药性质没有改变，然后那大蒜作为大蒜就是可以作为终身药性质也还没有改变， 所以说，能够决定你这东西到底是食物还是吃药还是重生药的，这个东西是就说白了，取决于比库斯自己心态。
哦，
对。然后你的问题
是，就是说，如果你当成食物吃了，然后剩下的那个黄油也都成了食物了，是这意思吧？
你不是这个你看你就是说这上马良把这东西给这个比库的，上马良把这个黄油的大蒜给这个比库的，对不对？然后这个黄油大蒜目前来说，它到底是算食物还是算气质药还是算终身药是不定的。
哦，不确定，
不确定。哦、当比库决议这什么时候，他确定了，就对这个比库来说就确定了，明白了？
不是，范队。上美拉已经用过了，上美拉是把它当食物的。
你还是明白我的意思，就是你这个食物本身是不能说它是食物还是气质药还是终身药的。因为你
在你的血液在你的
对在你脑袋里，
他是他的脑吧？
对，
上面
他
这边是分开的。
对你上面他怎么想的？跟你比库没有任何关系。
对，物质和精神。
The word is chetana limit pleasure. Again, the chetana is intention. What kind of intention and for what meat you take it? Okay. The substance itself, the sugar or garlic, it doesn't change. It is properties. What's called the intention? What you take it? For what meat you take it? This is according to the meaning. But later on, he thinks that this is
all for the time
being. Three. 那个
三种情况，你先说第一个。
第一个就是那个，混合的食物、气味药还是终身药混合的那种考量是怎么样？举个例子，想问就是，比如说，就是一个终身药里面，它掺有一点的油，就油脂，然后让就阿育吠陀里面，它只掺了一点点的那个油脂，不是很多的那个油脂的话，那个算是终身药还是气味药？
我先问一个。So he asked three questions. So I'll ask this question one by one. The first question is that so now for some Ayurvedic medicines, are you Ayurvedic medicines? Some oil is mixed up a little bit. Ayurvedic medicines.Yes, some oil is mixed up. A small amount of oil is mixed up. So he's asking that in that case, this medicine, can this medicine be considered as a Yavajivika or not?
It can be, because it is mixed with oil. It should be called regardless of Sarahagar. Because as the Buddha told, whatever is mixed with each other,If it is a lifelong medicine, if it is used with sadhakala medicine, it becomes sadhakala. Alright? That is the principle here, that is the rule. So therefore, it loses, the yavajivika loses its time limit, its limit, and so forth, it becomes sadhakala. Alright? So we will have to see now, if you want to see, to read this and so forth, you have to go to Mahavaka Pali, in the end of Besatyakanda, chapter of medicines.That is where the Buddha explained all these things. Then if you want to do that now, you can do it. Because that is the information you can get. Because it can be clarified the mind. So, the Buddha tells, Sataha kalikina pikave yava jivikan, tataha patikahitan, satahan vatati, satahan vatati. It means,Yavajivika mixed with Satahakalika
should be known that
which you received that day is called it is allowed for 7 days.
Okay. 他说这个情况还是 serious
但我意思想那个油很少或者
我已经说了很少
然后或者是这样讲那个现在的西药它那个成片的那个西药里面含有那种淀粉在然后淀粉加进去的话，那这个算是终身药还是气药？
不，淀粉就不是气质食物，
对，
不，
终身药还是食物呢？但从另一个那个律上面讲到那个，就做糖的时候，它让那个糖凝结，它会加少量的淀粉进去，淀粉这个也是食物，但是在律上里面讲到那个，那就还是算成那个气质药来算。那刚才那个例子里面，那个油。我说的是很少量的，也许阿育吠陀这个例子举得不太好，因为它会放很多那个油在里面。如果是，就这个意思。
So he's asking that so before when we learn about this sugar, so you know when it's called
crystallize this sugar, they will add a small amount of starch to get it more sticky. When I make sugar, they will add a small amount of starch as some kind of lubricant. Starch. Do you know that?
Starch means some flour.
Yes, flour.
What do you mean? Tell the whole thing.
They will add some flour, but the sugar is still regarded as a sugar. I mean, is that true?
Yes, now there is a story in the Mahavakapa in the Satyakandaka chapter of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
When one bhikkhu, he went to the factory to see how they make sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sugar means jaggery.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw this. Factory people, they use the sugar, the molasses, because it's almost, now this jaggery, it is in the natural form, it is liquid, semi-liquid like that. So it is not fully crystallized.
Mm-hmm.
You can't crystallize it like ordinary sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So they mix it with flour in order to bind it, to make it sticky, to stick together and help transport it. So then he saw this and he went to other monks and told this, it's not allowed. Gula, it's called gula. That is like a ball, a jaggery ball, it's not allowed. And then they told this matter to the Buddha, and the Buddha asked, why they put this flower there? Just to bind it. And the Buddha told, there is no offense by, it's called no problem with that, you can receive it. So therefore now, for technical reasons, they put this flour, not for consumption of food.
Okay.
In that case now, any other, for example, if we take vitamin tablets, they put also other ingredients then to bind
starch.
Them together, it's called, like starch, to bind them together. Otherwise, the vitamin can't be in the empty space. Therefore, in that case now, we also can take vitamins and consume it without having a remorse that we fall into offense. Because it is for technical purposes they put this, not to nourish the body.
Okay.
So then, this is how in the world there is no offense at all.
他说你那个，但是那你刚才说那个故事，在大片的大片里面确实是有那个故事，然后就是一个比如看他们那个吃的糖是吧，他们家里面粉，然后他说这个东西是食物，然后后来佛陀说这个东西它这个他们他们那个其实加面粉的问题并不是一个食用的面粉，啊只是吧只是让只是味不能汤结合在一起，所以那个糖还是食用。 他说那个就是跟这个原则的话，就是说如果在那个维他命药里边加一个淀粉，使那个维他命药结合在一起，然后不是为了食用那个淀粉，而是出于技术上的原因吧，这是允许没有问题。
So another thing is the amount is so small, you don't can nourish your body like that. Actually, the amount is of sucrose, it is almost 98% sucrose. The rest may be some flour. Flour means by 2% of flour you can't survive, and so there is no way to nourish it.
然后他那人量也是，就是说，你比方说糖粒加面粉量也很少，而一般来说，那个糖里边呢含蔗糖量 98%以上，然后含面粉量可能不到2%。OK，你接着说，第二个问题。
第二个问题是昨天班里讲的那个，当那个一罐子茶，然后从那里面拿出一点茶以后。 混那个泡茶和把那一整个那个茶就变成了基药，这个出处是从哪里来的？有没有？So
he said yesterday you said that so for example a tea bottle a bottle of tea leaves so you take some tea leaves from that bottle and mix with sugar and drink it. So then the whole tea bottle becomes the whole bottle of tea leaves becomes the satakara. This is what he said yesterday. So he's asking you the source of this explanation.
So because it says now this even I explained this example
yes.
The salt.
Yes, yes, yes.
Explain this with the salt what Vajiputas do deep. They keep salt, a bottle of salt, to take little amount and mix it with food. Okay. So little by little. So then by keeping this bottle, that bottle itself becomes sanitary. because you want to mix it with food. So this lifelong medicine. But you take a small amount, mix it with food every day. So that bodily itself becomes sanitikara, is food. Okay. So then, in that case, that is one source. But I think Kanka Vidarani, you can tell this one, because I explained this yesterday.
然后他其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中其中
You can see even in the last Kakavedana, because before the Savati, there is a word Savati, because of that it says Visum tapita sapia visum. Visum tapita sapia disu eka bhajanva. Eka bhajani is one vessel, in one bottle. Amisitesu va. Vatukaranaya apati.
Okay.
So how they translate this?
So if you put this ghee or etc. in separately in a same vessel, or you didn't blend it, then so your so the number of apatis is exactly the number of items, something like that.
Yeah, so this is actually one way to understand this. So then
explain a little bit further, because this is a bit condensed, no?
So then now there is visum tapita sapati. So you have, for example, here bottles, okay, of ghee oil, okay, and then you have vessels of sugar, okay. And then you take them, you take them and put them in one vessel, all together, mix them, okay? No, actually, there is not sugar, something like tea leaves or you can mix it with garlic, okay? Only garlic, if you like that.
Okay.
Garlic, okay, I don't know what
you can hear in GR.
Okay, garlic. You mix it every in one vessel, okay? You consume it. It is actually, that is where, it is with food. Now, the thing is, with example here, apatis, it is with food, as in actually. No, apatis, yeah, apatis.
Apatis, yeah.
That's called the apatis, no, this is about food.
So you can say bread or
something? Grain, okay, no, grain. Bread. So, you mix it together, one vessel. It is, how many vessels you have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 apatis. So then, apati gananai, vatu gananai, vatu is means, how many items you have. According to that, you fall into offenses.
But,
many I think three of them is because it's only for these things that you have broken your determination, but for this
然后他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他
你比方说你跟他的那个两片大米或者其他什么谷物，能煮熟的谷物，然后和混在一起吃了，那么这个时候你这个酥油里边有多少瓶，就是你混合这酥油有多少瓶，就是多少个，比方说三瓶酥油就三个多，四瓶酥油四个多。
我只混合了一瓶，然后剩下几瓶也都算了。
不是，他是说你是那个从每个
瓶
上面取了一些，
这样。So now amicitation means not mixed in one place, not mixed. Means you don't take everything together put in there, but you take part of this one small amount put it in this way, and then part of this small amount put it.Together here, as called. They don't mix everything together, but use only part of that. Okay? They mix it together. Therefore, all this again, they are mixed here.
But this not only takes a small amount from this bottle, or he took a small amount from each one.
So, whatever it may be, let's see, for me only, as called, only from here. That is one offense.
You
take for two or three, it is three offenses. So then, but it takes only small amount, doesn't put everything on this. So then, therefore, that these are clearly, again, offense.
然后这样是那个，再来说清楚一点，比方说这两个面包片，这两个片里放着大米，就已经煮熟大米，然后这三个片里面放着酥油，然后呢，你从这边从这大米片里面取大米，那个煮熟大米出来，然后放这锅里边，然后这个酥油，然后你从这个片里面取一小点酥油。然后放在这里边和这个大米混合在一起，当你从这一个瓶里取这一小撮混合在一起的时候，放在一个锅子，然后你又从这个瓶里又取一小撮，然后这边混合一起，放两个锅子，再从第三个瓶里再取一小撮混合一起，三个锅子。
So this is what Vajji Buddhas did, no? Vajji Buddhas, they do not have ghee, but they have salt. They have salt. Okay. This is one. They had one vessel actually. They had one vessel. Let me see.Yeah, salt. So what they do it is they don't mix food, the whole food together. They take, for example, rice or grain like that. They don't mix, as called, everything together on vessel, the whole bottle of salt and the food and finish it. They will take only small amount like that, okay, and put it onto the table. Here's the rice, okay. Here's the rice.So they will pick only small amounts. So they put in the rice and they keep this. Okay? Only small amounts will take. They put it there. So, and then next day, again they will, from the same bottle with small amounts, again mix it with another rice. Again, the whole bottle becomes sandhikari. This becomes food. So this one now, actually, this was a problem with second sandhikari.Which has been resolved that actually the whole bottle becomes ahara. It's a kalabo, that's called. You take in the ahara, it is sanidhikara, storing up food.
So every time they take this salt and mix it, they get one apati dukkha.
No, because now you see, sanidhikara kami, it starts from 12 o'clock. Now 12 o'clock, you keep it.After 12 o'clock, dukkata. Okay. Next day, you take a small amount, and after dawn, dawn time, as called, you take it, mix it with food. Okay. Again, dukkata.
But this dukkata is not sanidhikara.
It's sanidhikara dukkata. Because you keep it, dukkata is here. Okay. And then by keeping is dukkata. Okay.And then if we start this rule,
by using
this again, every time you use it, by following it, look at it.
Okay.
But for now, this becomes sannidhikaraka akon. It becomes food. It's called akon to sannidhikaraka sakama. If you take, only small amount, you don't need to take the whole body. But the whole body becomes sannidhi. Because after 12 o'clock, the whole body becomes sannidhi. Keeping the whole bottle becomes sannidhi. Look at it.
然后他们是从一片盐，从米饭搞出来的盐，从第一天开始，第一天一过十二点，一过五，第一天一过五，他那个盐还在他手里。
一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐，一个盐 Next day again, you take small amount and mix it with ghee. Now this ghee is satanagari. You mix it, this becomes satanagari. The same way it becomes food. The color body, if you mix it with food, becomes food. If you mix satanagari, it becomes satanagari.
如果这个锅里边放的不是水里边，是这个盐，这个是这个锅里边放的不是水里边，是这个盐，这个是这个锅里边放的不是水里边，是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个盐，这个是这个 它是放在食物里，他还这样说，它是变成食物了。
对，
但是这个比如食物的话，三分内脑拿走了，第二天再收收。
嗯，
这个是收的时候，这个盐如果不把它放的，就是说把它拿过来，我拿到锅底里，我没有把它放成，就意思是终生药，我没有把它放到食物，这个盐算不算？还算终生药。明白不明白我的意思？
我明白你的意思，就是你这盐已经变成食物了，盐变成食物。
但是已经熟了，
熟了，
第二天重收的时候，重收有的时候，我把这个盐打个比方，我没有把它放到，我把重新装个瓶子过来。
你接受这个盐水就应该决议。
就决议，我觉得终身药，我就回到锅底里了。我没有跟这个师傅接触的时候，这个盐，其实这个中就是食物的盐，我已经把它变换成一种终身药的盐，是不是？
So he's asking that. So after he makes this sugar with the together with rice, and then
salt.
He makes this salt together with rice, and he relinquished this salt to salmoner, and then.The next day, this salmon offered again to him, and then he redetermined this salt.
So then, if he drinks before 12 o'clock, before 12 o'clock, he gives you the salmon, right? And then, and after he receives it on the following day, no problem. But if he keeps it after 12 o'clock,Okay, and he's look at that. If he wants, with intention to mix it with food, okay, after 12 o'clock you keep it, I will use it tomorrow for food. He's look at that by keeping it. And then the following day, you mix it with rice, again, every swallow is look at that. Therefore now, if you want to get all these problems out, before 12 o'clock, you give this bottle to the samurai. And then you receive it on the following day.
Why he is to receiving it?
If you want to use it again, you receive it on the following day. You don't ask God. You have to eat fish before 12 o'clock.
Yes.
If you want to use it for the following day.
Okay. So is it possible he relinquished this sort of offer, but after 12 o'clock, this signer offer this sort of game to him? Is it allowed after 12 o'clock? Same day.
So then, same day, if someone comes from himself to the offer it,It is, he can receive it, but he has to determine his
Yavajiri.
Because as I told you now, the termination is to be done now.
As soon as you receive it in your hand, you have to decide what to do with this. Okay, if you want to use for food, okay, you know, before 12 o'clock, you have to give it up.
Okay.
You can't give it up to 12 o'clock, it becomes sahid garbhi.
Okay.
So therefore now, in that case now, you have to give it up to samanera. If samanera comes in the afternoon, you should not ask for samanera. In the afternoon, it's ikala, ikala. You can ask such things.
Okay.
Okay. If samanera asks for, comes from himself, and he offers this, it's called a bottle, which is still not mixed with food at all, it's clean salt. You can take, okay, as a medicine consuming. But once you take it, okay, and then you can't keep it for the next day thinking, oh, very good, I will keep it to mix with food tomorrow. As soon as you do so, it is difficult to keep it like that. So then you mix it and then again, every swallow you get.
因为过后之前不是没事了，第一点，第二点，你在十二点之前不是没事了，然后如果说你想在当天下午就是说这个上半年要把这个东西取消，然后这个东西就会还给你，这不对，这个既然上半年他自己你不能留一天，他自己一块找你说把这个东西还给你，当天下午。
但是上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第二天上午你可以主动和他说，第 那跟吃糖那不是一回事吗？只是那个
吃糖本身没有过
敏。有，那个就无病者就不吃糖。
不是病不一定是说一定那什么病，就比方说你比方他那个病，你看那条巴西利亚那条线那病的定义，就是如果你没有糖就不安乐，那个算病。就是说你看那个
我喜欢吃冰，我喜欢吃糖也算是病。
就是不也不是那么说，就是说你没有有糖就如果有糖就绝安乐，如果没有糖就绝不安乐，这个算是病。然后只要在这个情况你就可以吃糖，没有问题。
在巴西第二，
巴西第二里边，那就直接看绿藏线，不用看主书，直接在绿藏里边对病这个直接定义。然后就是那条那个，
那个客户我找的。
我可不可以先帮你问一下？So he's asking that some Sinhalese monks, while they're eating sugar, they don't dilute this sugar with water, but they directly put water in their mouth, and then they drink some water. They dilute the sugar in their mouth. So he's asking, is there any offense by doing like that?
Can do it now. You see, the Buddha told that allow monks to consume gulodaka. Gulodaka means sugar with water for monks who are not sick. And gulam, only gulam, which is only sugar, for monks who are sick. So then, in that case now, gulodaka means while you can mix this in the cup if you are not sick.You want just for refreshment like that. So you mix it, cup with water and drink it. Or you can put it in your mouth and mix it. Before you swallow it, already mixed, you can also mix it in your mouth with water and drink it. What case is now, it's enough.
But even
if you are not sick. If you are sick, of course, you can directly get sugar in your mouth without mixing with water.
Okay.他说那个，其实他说即使完全没有病，就是也说生病的没有，你也可以把那个糖放嘴里边，然后再喝水，把溶解掉。然后但若身体有病的话，就是说你是不加任何水，直接把糖咽掉都可以，
不用。你不得 allowed， 你不得 allowed like that。
Yes, yes, yes.
No
sorry, no sorry.
那个就是那个。昨天讲的那个就是那个第六天，然后舍掉，然后过了名相再受，那个意思是不是说他过了名相再受是为了再续七天， 而不是因为那个第六天的当天，就是马上过三分钟再受就犯戒，是这个意思。就是说，如果你过三分钟再受，实际上也不犯戒，只是它不能再续七天而已。
对，
哦，
对，
犯戒。
如果七天最后过了第八天，就是这个变舍多悟了。
嗯，
我那天晚上都看到了，想起来。那这堂明天就舍多悟了，我要去找一个人舍得很麻烦。我能不能决议说，我现在就放弃这个，明天早把这个堂放到那个 store room 或者其他地方去，不然我这个堂直接扔掉，不浪费了吗？可不可以决议就是我舍了
？So he's asking that.
So he stores some sugar. So on the night of the seventh day, on the night of the seventh day,
right?I can't read because it's in Chinese.
Night. It's not Chinese.
Night
of the seventh day. On the night of the seventh day, he found that, tomorrow morning it will become he thinks like that. But now I'm being very far away, I cannot find any summoner to give it to him. So he's thinking like, can I just mentally relinquish this item?So, but I still couldn't remember it. But as soon as I arrive at a public place or a summoner, or I meet a summoner, the next morning I will give it to him. Totally relinquish that.
What is the day? What is say ninth day?
No, the right before the eighth dawn.
Ah, eighth dawn. Okay, ninth.
Yes,
eighth dawn.
Yes.
We can do it because it says that there is no offense if one is subject to give up any expectation, you get it back.
So only
mentally, you can do it.
Okay.
This also applies for ropes. Ropes, for example, for the extra ropes. So on the 10th day, we have extra rope. Now, what to do? It's last moment. Then there is nobody there to keep it. And what to do? Then you can mentally do this. Any expectation to take this rope again.
Okay.
You think I'm not going to possess this rope again, I don't need this rope, you keep it up, mentally.
他说这没有问题，但是当时你也有这个希望，就是我再不用了，没有任何希望你得了。然后这个东西不仅仅对唐诗人，对义也是，比方说那个十天那个就存放多余到第十天的事儿。然后你那天晚上你发现那个时候这东西我已经没周围已经没有人了，然后你也可以在心里边把它这给舍掉，然后我断掉任何希望，就是我不再有这个义了，这样。然后你就这样。
那第二天可以找人进食吧？不可以。
可以，因为你不可以，
不可以进食，
不可以，
当然不可以。
你这时间绝对没有，省掉了。
But on the following day you can ask. On the following day if you can't go, you ask someone else.
已经把它删掉了。如果有这种不
好的地方，他说，然后那个他给你补充一下，然后你这就如果你用刚才那种方式舍掉的话，就是到第二天你不能再上面跟他说，哎，你把这个东西再给
我。我就不想浪费而已。
对。
哎，还有一个就是说，前面班里提到一个问题啊，罐子里面茶，它如果分两个容器的话，一个可以决议为终身药，另外一个跟糖混合就变七日药了。
对，可以。
那我就把这个七日药的茶从终身药里面拿一点。决议成七日药，等这个七日药七天里用光了，罐子空了，我再从终身药里面茶叶里面再拿一点决议成。
不是你已经破了你那个终身药那个决议，你一这样做你就破了那个终身药决议。你终身药决议的话，你就不能和七日药混合在一起。
哦，罐子破掉了，罐子空掉了，用光了，就像我茶袋，我本来二十个茶袋，拿两个出来，我决议成这个是七日药，这个是终身药。七日药我就两天把糖。
但不管怎么说，你是破了那个决议，因为就你原本那个茶叶你是去决议终身药，对不对？
对。
后来你就是重新把决议七日药，对吧？
它是自动破的，它前面解释过了嘛？我一开始拿了一个茶叶，二十袋，我拿了七袋出来，放另外一个罐子里面，
然后呢，七袋你都决议。
七袋我没决议，它还是终身药。
终身药，对。
这两个都终身药。
你要把决议终身药，你也把决议终身药，你要把决议。
决议终身药。
对。
终身药以后我就跟加糖了，七个里面就加糖，就这个七个七袋这个罐子就变成七日药了，
对
吧？这七天里面我七个茶袋用光了以后，空掉了，那这里面还有十个， 我在是十三，我再拿出来三个。
不是，我那我想问你，原来十三段你是怎么决议的？你原来
中
正
药，
中正药不是决议中正药是吧？对，
我再拿出来，我中正药我可以拿呀。
对，
中正药拿出来以后
放
着，放着还是
中
正药，对吧？
啊，
中正药我再跟他换一个，
这变成
自己的，
对
啊，是这个意思。
不停的储存这个罐子为中正药，一直可以拿。
这可以，我明白。
你问一下这样可以吧？可以，我就想这样做了。
你自己想想不可以的，干嘛？
他前面自己说可以，
这个本来就是可以的。
如果是小
黄老师，对，是，还有
是
什么的？
就是我
的 tea leaves，
茶叶就算一个，20
bags，
全部是
20 bags of tea leaves， and then he put this tea bags into two bottles， bottle A and bottle B。 So in bottle A he put 30 tea bags as yellow tea leaves。Yellow tea.Mix the tea bags in this bottle, then it's sugar. So he's asking that alone. Like Jack, Jack, if he goes inside one drinks, now, because now he sees if this, now the first bottle finished, now he gets again sugar, let's see, new sugar, after the same day, new sugar, or the old sugar, meaning new sugar, big OG. So then, and then,
from that day number one, he has to know that I received the sugar for Satahakara, Savatana. But I determine this for Yavajivika. Okay. And he takes one bag, mixes with sugar, all the bottle becomes Satahakara. So then, whether you put it in this bottle, in different bottle, it doesn't matter. Because the bottle does not mix, change the time.
It is the tea leaves which matter, it's not the bottle which matters. 我就专门决议它终身啊终身药对吧？我跟糖混合了，红茶也是。
哎，不，就是七日药，七日药，
不好意思，七日药，就是说，它不可能种类全部说红茶、绿茶全部是变成七日药吧？你明白？我绿茶我就光吃绿茶是跟糖混合，我红茶还是作为终身药一直单独泡。
那我明白你的意思，就你的，
我不拿两个罐子，就两个罐子，
两个罐子，你把红茶里边是放同一个罐子是吧？
不是，两个包装。
啊，这是绿茶对吧？这是
绿茶，我就专门跟糖混呀。
这个本身这个也不可能，一直怎么会成？
然后
这个
A 是红茶是吧？然后
对，
是绿茶。
对。
然后呢？对吧？绿茶就是七日药。
对，跟糖混合。红茶的话，我就光泡水，就是还是终身药，我每天都可以喝呀。他会不会把红茶也变成七日药？就说茶的种类。
就是说你开始是不是分开放的？不
分开的，从个包装肯定是分开。
但是你开始让我绿茶就七日药。
就算不是七日药，我就把它宣称终身药，两个都终身药。
两个。
那我绿茶，我就自己心里想，我跟喜欢泡点糖嘛。就加点糖，这个绿茶就变成七日药了，我就在七天里面用掉就可以了。那红茶还是终身药了，还是它会自动产生又变成七日药了？
就你红茶绿茶分开决议，还是那个一起决议的？
分开的呀，
分开决议，
两个包装呀。
分开决议那就不影响了。
对，我就怕它是不是这个概念，他说茶类全部是那个。
不是，他昨天跟你讲过，就是说你东西是不是一起决议？一起决议的话，如果是分开决议，你说一包茶决议，那就没问题。一般那你喝一次，但是你不是一包茶决议，如果是一包茶决议，
你说的一包茶跟一个茶袋有区别吗？
就是一个茶袋，就是一个茶袋。然后比方说你是这十三个茶袋，然后说你当时十三个你顺便决议的，那没有问题。
就拿出一个来，这个终身药，或者终身药。
对，
这样
可以的，可以的，这二一直可以，然后可以一直储存，然后这样就可以一直储存了。
那我问一下这个问题，
这是肯定问一下，
这肯定是储存可以储存的。
So he's asking like that. So for this 13 bags of tea, is it a very big beginning to determine like this? So from the bag, let's say bag 1 up to bag 9, this one is Yavajivika. This one Yavajivika, 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 Yavajivika. He determined these tea bags separately. But then for the remaining 4 bags, he determined this word, Satakarika, Satakarika, Satakarika. Then, so for example, if this bottle is already finished, this bottle of tea is already consumed. So he took bag 10, bag 11, which is determined as Satakarika from this bottle. Then for bag 1 and bag 9, are they still valid as
the
Yavajivika or not? This is the question.
It depends on determination that is important, I told in the very beginning. Depends how you determine it. Whether you put in the same bottle or separate bottles, it is determination which matters.
他说，所以说就是说你不管这些东西是混在一起放，还是说放哪个瓶子放哪个容器里边。 关键就是说你这个差的本身怎么决议？如果说你一开始比方说你那差的已经变好号，像我这样，一二三四五六七八九，一号那是那个是那是是是中生药，那个几八八号九号也是中生药，然后十号是一号是七十药，那你到时候你把你是把十号从那个瓶子本上，从那个瓶子拿，不影响一号到九号，明白了吗？
就可以意思，只不过是分别决议而已。
就你只要你当时把它决议为中生药，你就可以一月十分，只要你当时没有的决议中生药，你就只能只能只能只能决议，是这么简单，就取决于你开始决议。至于说你是不是合格的一起，那都无所谓。
那如果没有，don't have to determination，that is rule。Yes，this one has to determination。OK，OK，OK。If you take it，then of course the lifelong limit of medicines gets reduced to 70。他说不能破自己决议，然后一旦破那个正常，一旦破自己决议的话，就是说那个那个中生药会变成西药。哦，那另外我想问一个问题，就是一般我们脱钩的时候。 脱钩的时候，就是，本来桌子上的那个蜂蜜跟那个蜂蜜，我们一般就是你说这个是脱钩，打比方说我们脱钩啊，脱钩的时候这个桌子上不是有蜂蜜吗？蜂蜜的时候，那蜂蜜我们一般就是有上面拉，鼻库过来以后呢，那上面拉给它收，对，给它收的话，这个时候这个鼻库它决议成。 因为有的比库他认为蜂蜜，他就是西药，他认为西药，他心里想西药，他决议成西药。那他没有，那脱钩的时候他没有把它当食物来决议的。他决议成这样的，那假如说如果我是比库，好，他弄好了以后桌子上放在那个地方，放在那个地方，那如果我是比库，我是比库，我过来是不是要重新再把它重新决议一下？
重新受一下，什么应该是
重新受再决议。
纯受，就是说纯受的，就是说纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的，纯受的
道 他受的时候他觉得是什么东西。
啊
啊，那每一个人过来那重新全部都要收回
来。那为什么要收？
哦，
为什么要感
觉？
他觉得他不用你这个东西，他放每天都是晃的嘛。他每天都是走失走失的，所以他这个就是把它当食物了，他没有把它当做亲人。对他这里就没有亲人了，就是食物。
不是，他有的人认为蜂蜜就是亲人，
没有，都知道都是这食物。没有人认为这个是亲人，如果亲人要他爹就不是食物，他都是食物，都要经过这萨玛内的把它收起来。
When did Jerry Sunny offer by somewhere and then
he did think that's
what he determined his honey
and food
he will mix this honey together with his food. So then this week we put this honey on that. So another week from he's already this week took some honey. And but after he left there's no more any unobtainable touch this honey. So he knows that this sun is already open. Already open. So then he go and take this sun. But for him, he wants to determine this sun as a satakari. This sequel, he wants to determine this sun as a satakari. So he's asking that, is that allowable for this sequel to determine this sun as a satakari?
You can't do that because, like you see, it is Bhojana Sala. It is a place for Bhojana Sala.
Mm-hmm.
The monks who put that, they put this honey, not in the Kilambasa Sala. Okay, they put it here for consumption for food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already self-understood that it's all to mix with food. Okay. So therefore you can't take it as called to take it to Temani Sotaha Kali. Okay. Therefore now it is against the meaning. If you Temani Sotaha Kali, it does not apply.
Right.
Because already
allocated.
It is allocated for consumption of good food.
Oh. Okay. 他这个是这样，他是在阿比亚尔，这个风雨城是在食堂里边放的哈，就是你无论如何都是不能把它喝掉，就要，就是说这个，如果你接一个细料，这个很犯戒，因为这个东西它本来它放在食堂里边，就是而不是放在茶室里边，放茶室里边没问题，但是放食堂里边哈。你如果把它就一个需要，这是犯戒，因为它本来这个东西就是当食物来用。
不是，他有的给库，他就认为通常就是吃，他是这样的一个观念。
啊。
他学的时候就是这样学的。
啊。
学的时候，他比如说他对这里不懂。
啊。
他认为蜂蜜就是吃嘛。
啊。
啊。虽然每次都在用，但是他心里就是决意，他是这个意思。
啊。然后你的问题是他是不是他是犯戒？
如果我用他犯戒无关的，那就是我用的时候他已经决定是吸了，或者如果我心里是把它作为食物的话，我犯不犯戒？
啊、
哦，
我记得那个自己的 first week， 没事。
You see, now it is in Bhojana Sala.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't play around like that. Because now the monks there who make the duties,
mm-hmm.
they bring this honey specially to be consumed for food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to be applied to the bread, to be applied for butter, and so on, all these things. So therefore, monks must know it is not Kilambasa hall.
Mm-hmm.
Not Kilambasa hall, it's Bhojana hall.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they can't go and take this to use for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They can't use it for any other purposes. Therefore, you can't make different determination themselves.
Oh.
Because the first determination is for food.
Oh.
Okay. Then they can't play around with these items.
So that means, even
this
people, he made it.
He's not entitled to use it for medicine.
Yes, that means, even if he made this kind of determination to use it as medicine, it's not considered ready. So the second people still can consider this as food. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Secondly, it can be considered as food.
Because that determination is not very ready at all.
Not good.
Okay. 他说就是这样，就是说前面这个比如果是他把它作为一个需要的。他这个决议对你来说根本就是无效的，就他根本没有权利把这东西接入饲料，所以你后面你再怎么把它当食物都没问题。
跟别人的 the monks make the duty，
明显的话
，they actually they money you know for food that is intention。So and these are because who do it? Okay, because they bring it. They tell someone else honey is finished, bring more honey. So and someone else bring it and they can offer it for food. When they offer it, the bhikkhu offers, gets offered, the first bhikkhu who makes this duty, he offers it, he knows exactly that man will come in eating good food. And that determination is valid. It's not later determination of the other man.
And then he said, this is like this. 这个蜂蜜，它一开始不是在食堂里边，对吧？它是从其他地方拿过来的。它是从其他地方拿，这个蜂蜜从其他地方拿过来的。然后它一般来说肯定是上房呀，把这个蜂蜜从库房里边拿过来，然后那个送这儿。然后当时肯定是那个比库跟那个上房呀说，我们食堂里蜂蜜不够了，你给我拿点蜂蜜过来。然后上房呀拿点蜂蜜过来，然后给这个比库。然后这个比库他接受这个蜂蜜的时候，他就应该就一样。实际上这个比库就是应该是专门管这丢铁的，就是那个食堂丢铁这个比库。你有这个责任，就是说你把这个要蜂蜜，让我蜂蜜歇会儿。然后这个比库，他接受这个蜂蜜的时候，他就应该有一个决议，就是说，
这个随意我把它就一位食物，然后他把它就一位食物之后，后面也比过，再怎么就都无所谓了，就已经是食物了。
Now in the afternoon, in the afternoon, when someone else remove everything from the table, they remove it or break the patikaha, they save and break it. From the afternoon, the bhikkhu can go and take from that, can receive that bottle of honey, and part of that, can take part of that, and determine this for 7 days. Because termination is finished now. It's not the kala is finished, now it will be kala.
Okay.
The samadhara is removed this. Remove this bottle, maybe they put it from a different position of the table, now the patikahana breaks.
Okay, okay.
So then in the afternoon, that bhikkhu who wants to take some honey,
he
can ask the samadhara to take this bottle, he can take a part of that,
okay.
And the rest he can put on the table, and that part who can do, he can termine samadhara.
然后这还同样有问题，就比方说这个蜂蜜到中午以后，然后上面从桌子上把这个蜂蜜给移开。然后一看之后呢，到了下午，这个比会来到食堂，然后呢，他可以主动要去上面羊，你把这个蜂蜜收给我，然后他从这蜂蜜箱里拿出一堆蜂蜜，然后他可不可以拿出这部分蜂蜜重新给一位乞食要？为什么呢？因为在过午的时候，就是说这个上羊他移动这个蜂蜜的时候，比库对这个蜂蜜收拾已经破了，这东西已经属于上羊了，所以说到了下午的时候，就是他在就是。重新收回比库是，这东西等于说对比库说是新的，它可以重新把这个弃掉。
跟我前面的问题是一样
的。那然后那个本，那照这个班内这个解释的话，我是比库，我上午托钵，然后托到一个苹果，然后这个苹果我并没有吃，然后我就。舍给沙曼尼拉了，上午舍给沙曼尼拉了，然后我没给沙曼尼拉做任何的暗示，然后他下午他把这苹果做成果汁再供养给我，我能不能喝？
那个现在紫弯苹果，比格兰南
果，苹果汁是食物，
因
为他是供养他的，他接受的，他
是
接受他的
下午
的
商人，
是食物。
So then, in the afternoon, this Asana uses the effort to make juice. And then he offered a part of the juice to the bhikkhu. So he's asking that in this case, he's allowed for the bhikkhu to consume this juice. No problem. No
problem. 我提一下，他如果接这个苹果，他拿过来的时候。是供养的，我托钵的时候拿过来。其实这个拿苹果的时候，不管你有决议没决议的时候，你无意识拿过来的时候，其实已经把它当成食物了。
对啊，他刚说的例子，他没说他没把苹果当成食物了。
但已经把它当成食物。
苹果捏什么当食物？
当时候他就是舍给萨玛尼拉了。
那个
是。Well, this bhikkhu receiving this apple, he already determined this apple as food. Then even in that case, it is allowed for this bhikkhu to consume juice in the afternoon.
Because the patikahana breaks.
Patikahana
breaks. After the samana takes it, then it's no more in his possession.
那还是没问题，因为你到那个东西一不收上来那时候，你的知识就已经破了，你的知识对那个苹果说是已经破了，那个上面的下午的苹果跟他算一个新苹果。
长老说那意思就是，那个第一开始决议的那个人，那他
那不是第一开始决议的那个人，
就是那个蜂蜜拿过来以后，那个管事堂的那个班里，他决议他的决议对后面所有的人的决议也有疾控的作用。
对。
那我自己就不能改变他的决议了。
你可以不那个是若是那个上半夜把他知识给破了，上半夜把他那个知识
如果没破的话是不能改变的。
不能改变，在食堂里边是不能改变的，
因为他已经用过了。
因为这在食堂里边就是他已经被指定为食物了，你是没有权利去改变的，
那这样的话，那如果这个人他如果是决议成药的话，那你所有的人不是都犯戒吗？他是按药想的话，那不是？ 这些，我自己想去，我用的话再重新决议那没用啊。
你坐食堂地铁的时候，你作为一个坐食堂地铁人，你就应该是要来放
在。我打了最坏的比喻。
啊，你这样是最坏的，
最坏的比喻，
可以帮你问一下。
So this starts at the lithium market in Ukraine, and he does not know that this honey is allocated to Dana Sari is only to be consumed as food. So when he received this honey, he determined this honey as Sadaka. Then if any later people comes and consume this honey as food, then all the other people will fall into offense.
Other people consume as food?
Yes, because consuming this honey as food. Later people.
It does not apply because I told you the first determination that duty man does, this is what counts. You have to ask for now the duty man to put the bottle there. You can't go and receive this bottle like that. I suppose you have to ask the monks why they put this bottle there. Okay, who is the duty monk?
But
he is already allocated for food. You have to use it for food. So therefore, now even if the other monk demands for satahakali, it does not apply.
No.
The other monk, no, he took it. He does not know, and he demands for satahakali. So then, if other monks use it, there is no offense for them because. The first determination has been allocated for bhojana, for food.
No, the first determination is allocated for medicine, because he's not ignorant. He does not know that the honey that has been sent to Dana Sara should be allocated as food. He does not know that. They think, oh, this honey, must be satahakari.
But what is the determination of the first determination?
The first determination is satahakari.
The honey bottle?
Yes.
The monks who brought in the bhojana salad, they meant for satahakari?
Yes, this is the example.
It cannot be, something wrong here.
Yes, I mean,
okay, twice or three. But in that case now, they should not put on the label, they should not put on the label for food. This is wrong to put on the table.
That's what I said at the very beginning, this monk is ignorant. He's ignorant, he doesn't know anything. That's why he made the wrong determination. He made the wrong determination and he said that, also the leisure monks, come to consume this honey as food. Where is my point of offense?
Because now, this is also achitaka, no? They don't know it for example. There is monks, because they think if it is, for example, the first determination for medicine. Okay. So these monks, because they sit on the table, they take for food. Okay. Because they don't know for, of course, they because of wrong perception, they can be free of offense. Because in that case, I don't know because
they cannot be free of offense. They cannot be free.
They can be free of offense because actually it is because misconception.
So this is you just now said this person is achitaka. You said
it can be sachitaka. I don't say achitaka.
Okay, sachitaka.
Okay, sachitaka means besides that because you intentionally it is you know that it's atahakarita and you determine it for ahara. Okay, that is where actually it is dukkha. But while it is, you don't know, it is, you think it is because of the table. Okay, you don't know and so forth, then you think it is for food. And you take it for food. There is no offense because of that. But the thing is now, you see, this can't happen, especially and so forth, no, because usually they don't put them on this table, but they are full of food, this kind of items.
No.
It is imaginary scenario. Imaginary scenarios, what things can, these things can happen, but
他说是是是，首先这个情况是不可能发生的，就是说他们人，我就是说那个坐地铁人放桌上，首先他是不可能把它就一个吃掉，这是第一。第二，如果真的发生的话，然后后面旅客把它就一个吃，这是那个没有人过。
就是自己决议没关系
的。对。
回到个过，有的人呢，过的天气呢，还过的。If they don't know, no, but they know it is already for food, and they sit for food, there is no wrong with that. There is no offense for that.
他说因为后来这旅客他并不知道这个东西已经被吃掉。如果他们已经知道，他就不应该这样做。
还有其他问题没有？
放在苹果，苹果是那个要属于一日药对吧？
一日药，食物
啊？
食物？
苹果是食物啊？
苹果不是食物？
不，苹果汁，苹果汁
啊，苹果汁
算是一日药的。
一日药对。So he's asking that whether apple juice is considered as yamakarika. Apple juice is yamakarika or not? This is his question. Apple juice, yamakarika or not?
Apple juice, yamakarika. But it depends how you receive it. No, if you receive it for food, you consume it for food. So then it's dukkata. Dukkata is apple juice. It's already somebody offers you for. They make it just to consume in the afternoon, okay? Oh. Or in the afternoon. They keep it in the morning. Oh. Not to be consumed in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
So then, and you take it
as food.
As food, for food, to consume for food in the morning.
So,
it's allocated, you allocate it for food. I will take this, I will, after the meal, I will drink it, and so forth, because it's very nutritious, or like that. So this, look at the particular. So then, therefore now if it is yamakalika, it is already allocated for yamakalika, you have to use yamakalika. If you take it for food, it is dukkata to take for food. So another thing now, this fruit juice, point number two, as called, this fruit juice should be well strained. Well strained. If there are particles of the fruit inside, still monk can fall into the kalabhojana. After consuming in the afternoon. In the,
他说：“你说是一个药没错，但你要注意两点，就是第一点就是说你比方说你这个你早晨接受这个苹果，然后你下午喝着苹果汁的话，那你应该是早晨就把这个苹果就苹果就用来那个榨汁做一个药。但如果说你当时你不是做这个药，而是做这个
食物，
对，你把它们就食物的话，
就不能用。”
下午如果你再把它当做价值做一日的话，就是恶作。
除非就像把你说的蛇给上面。
对对对对，那是另一回事儿。那是另一回事儿。然后这是第一点，第二点，所以我就说一定把它过滤好。如果不过滤好，里边还有残渣，还有残渣就是
食物。
对。
那现在不是那个有些咖啡嘛，它里面含有加了糖，加了什么紫菜油，就是茶包啊，咖啡包嘛。这个咖啡包我是把它决议成。终身药还是只能决议成七日药？
啊，你说在咖啡里边加芝士末是吗？
不是芝士末，
是什么？
一个油就是菜油，还有一个是糖。
糖啊，
对，要么就是我们简单点，就是咖啡跟糖它已经结合在一起了。这个是我只能把它决议成七日药，不能作为终身药用。
So he's asking that if he has received the coffee bag.A mixed up with sugar. Then it is only allowed for him to determine this bag as sadhaka.
He receives what?
He receives a bag of
coffee
mixed up with sugar.
Coffee?
Yes.
Coffee with sugar.
Mixed up with sugar. So then it is only allowed for him to determine this coffee as sadhaka. It's not allowed for him to determine this as yavazi.
Of course.
当然了。只能解决一个系列。
看它里面成分。
mix together。
因为。
Therefore, now, in order to make them clear, you can you find this passage in Mahavagapali in the Vesajakanda?
I didn't bring that text with me in Mahavagapali. I didn't bring it. I only bring because.
Then, if there is this, then you understand what the combinations are. If you combine.It's called seven-day medicine with lifelong medicine. The Buddha tells become it's called seven-day medicine. Okay. So if you combine the lifelong medicine with like salt, you combine with juice.
Then it becomes yamakala.
It becomes yamakala.
Okay.
Fruit juice.
反正
是
最最短的合并。
He understood that because you explained yesterday about all the combinations.
Yeah, the combinations. Therefore, now, according to that, we try not to combine them together if we want to keep them intact. Intact. Now, you want to keep salt intact for Yava Jivika, don't mix with other medicines. Okay? So no satahakalikas, no yamakalikas, no yavajivikas. Keep it intact. You can use it, you can use it with other yavajivika items. For example, salt with garlic, no problem. Salt with aralu, it's, I don't know. Salt with other medicines called yavajivikas, no problem. You can mix it. They belong together, sankalika. But once you mix it with what's called sugar, or you mix satahakalik, or you mix yamakalik, that salt loses its validity as yavajivika.
就是如果这是最重要的，就是说对，所以说最重要的，如果说你换季吧，用真正要，你就应该不要把它和那个其他的那个气质也好，或者烟味也好，食物嘛，你可以跟其他东西要混，但是不能跟其他混，不能跟其他香味更低的混。说到两个瓶子，两种咖啡，一个雀巢咖啡，一个当地的牌子的咖啡，我把当地的牌子的咖啡跟糖混合了，这当地的牌子的咖啡变成七只妖了。对。
雀巢的咖啡还是中成药。这不仅跟他们的茶包例子没分别的意义，就没问题。这不仅跟他们的茶包例子一样吗？你只要你当时那个上那个水平，就这个气质要就那种成药，然后你那个菜色混合跟那个没有任何关系。就品跟品种跟东西没关系。对。Okay.
So that's
why now in the Gelambasa world, so this samanera, he offers all the medicine, yavajivika, satahakalika, everything he offers, he offers to the monk, no? Everything. So from that time on, he has to count 7 days. So he put a number of the days, he put a board there, when he has to get it removed. Okay. So after the 7th day, he takes, someone else, he takes, removes everything from the shelves. That's called before dawn, during the night. That's called on the 7th day, the night, he goes and removes everything from the shelves. Yavajivika, Satahakali, removes everything. So then he breaks the offerings. What is already offered, he breaks it. So on the following day, and then he reoffers everything. When he removes, he does not remove all the 7 days' medicine. He removes all the lifelong medicine. Can you say? No, what? Tea leaves. Uh-huh. Tea leaves are lifelong, yavajivika. So if he removes, he has to remove the leaves also. He has to remove the coffee. Okay, he has to remove any other medicines which are lifelong medicines. Therefore, on the 7th day, he has not to remove all the sugar, honey, and ghee, and butter. He has to remove all the tea leaves, coffee, everything he has to remove to break the 7th day calculation. Understand?
I understand, because those things are mixed.
They are mixed now, because they are mixed. Okay. Monks, they go and mix everything. Okay. Although tea leaves, if you see in the bottle, there is no any grain of sugar. You can't find any. It's only tea leaves. But becomes satahakalika because the monks determine it as satahakalika to use it with medicine.
But my question is, why is
sugar?
Why did someone remove the butter and the, what's called, the
The sugar,
So,
那中药在用的过程中已经都跟气质药混在一起了，所以这中药药都变成气质药了，所以即使中药药不管加的所有这些东西，不管中药药气质药都是六天或者七天一次穿出售一个，就是这个原因。嗯，本来在那个疑惑度脱里边说那个油，就是有那个芝麻芥子 蓖麻这三种油。然后我记得之前长老提到过，除了这三种以外，那个棕榈油和那个还有那个橄榄油。
对。
然后我还想问一下，就是植物油里面还有没有其他的油可以作为那个其实药的？还是说所有用坚果做的那个都可以？
别人你们花生油。
对对对。
He's asking that, so for example, in the definition of a tatum, in Kankabishan, it is mentioned that, so for example, sesame oil, mustard oil, madoka oil, and animal oil are considered as a sort of tatum. And you also said that palm oil and also olive oil is also considered as a tatum. So his question is that among all these vegetarian oils, are there any other kinds of oil that could be that can be considered as satakari? This is his question.
Are there any other oils?
Are there any other vegetarian oil that can be considered as satakari? This is his question.
Now these oils would the Buddha allowed.
Mm-hmm.
They have medicinal properties. Medicinal properties means you take them in order to heal some sickness or to get rid of some sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Other vegetables, oils, for example, which you use for cooking,
uh-huh.
they have no medicinal properties there. No medicinal properties. Therefore, now these vegetable oils, which are used for cooking, usually you don't take a satahakarika because they don't serve any medicinal purpose. You should not determine these oils for satahakari because they don't serve any, it's medicine. They serve only for people to cook.
Mm.
So these cook oils,
mm.
usually don't take it satahakari. Okay.
他说这样，他说那个佛陀定义这些人都是有一定的医药作用。然后他虽然也可以用于烹饪，但是他们本身是有医药作用，所以说可以被吸收。但如果说某一种油，它如果只是用于烹饪，没有任何医药作用的话，那这种油它是不适合被学习的。
Now olive oil, it is said actually is good for the heart. So then you take for such purposes, or maybe for some good digestion, for example, before the meal. If you take some olive oil and so forth, it's good lubricate the stomach, remove acidity. So for such medicinal purpose you can take, because it has some medicinal properties, especially virgin olive oil, and even cooking olive oil, it is all good. It removes acidity. It is good for the heart. So there are some good qualities. So therefore, now this can be used as a medicine. But if you take this other vegetable oils, which specially made no for to serve any medicinal purpose, just for cooking purpose. So then, usually you don't determine this as satahakari.
那么，特别比如说橄榄油，然后橄榄油这个东西，虽然它可以可以用于烹饪，但是我们知道橄榄油这种对我们心血管是有好处的。然后它那个对减少胃酸也是有好处的。然后如果说你是这种医药上需要的话，把这种橄榄油就其实是可以的。但如果说有像一种别的其他的那个蔬菜油，就是只是作为烹饪用，然后那个对没有任何医药作用的话，一般来说这种油是不就一味其实要。
刚才不好意思，刚才那个橄榄油除了那个胃酸，然后前面一个
心血管
啊，那就是比如说我既没有心血管的疾病，也没有胃酸的问题，然后我在下午是不是就不能吃橄榄油？下午，就是茶室的橄榄油。
So he is asking that. So you said that the medicinal usage of olive is for heart problems and also. Abundance of acid. So he's telling that if he does not have these two kinds of problems, then is it allowable for him to consume this olive oil in the Granthasara in the afternoon?
Yes, it is. Now, you see, this information you can find regarding how to consume or not, you can find in the chapter of medicine Mahavagapali. So the Buddha tells, Satipachai.
Mm-hmm.
You have to consume these medicines if there is a reason.
Okay.
Satipachai.
Wait.
Satipachai paripunchandasa anapati.
Okay.
There is no offense for whom uses when there is a reason. Reason of sickness. Let's see, some stomach pains, some heart problems. So then, it's anapati, it's no offense. But asatipachaya paribhujyandasa apati dukatasa. It is apati dukata. One who consumes it, takes it without any reason. Just for fun, for pleasure. So then, for entertainment. So then, for such reasons and so forth, it's dukata.
他说这个问题你可以查那个大品的要件，然后那个这里这里边那个佛陀佛陀什么那个他说他说那个就是说，对于七月来说，如果是你是有那个因缘，然后这地方因缘只是那种病的因缘，他说你有这种因缘，然后去吃那个那个七月药啊，是不是无罪？但是如果说没有什么因缘，就是比方说只是为了那个乐趣，比方说只是为了娱乐去吃那个七月药啊，那犯恶作。
So therefore, it is not applying for oils, it applies for everything, even garlic. Monks, they go and take it for snake, actually. Not because they need it, not because of good smell. Good smell. And because it tastes, they put salt, and so forth, they make it tasty, and some, what's it called?
Pepper.
They make this, paper.
Yes, yes.
And some,
ghee.
Ghee, oil, and so forth. It becomes like, they spend like meat and fish. That's called. They monthly go and consume because of that. So that is dukkata. Because you have no any ailment. You have no any sickness to take this. What attracted you to do so, it is actually the smell, the taste, and so forth for that. It's dukkata by consuming.
然后让我的厂商，当时那个小事，他就是说信那个厂商，就不那个不就是他之内吃的厂商，并不是因为他有什么病，而是他被那个厂商的那个气味和还有那个口味给吸引。然后如果是因为是正原因吃厂商的话，他应该犯恶作。基本上是大多数是这个原因。这个因为他一共不好吃。我也没说这种百分之百，基本上都能说。这个我不知道。
问一下，那个，那问一下是啥？我认为基本上都是这样。<笑>
So he said that he thinks almost all the monks who consume this fried garlic is because of the taste or smell something.
Yes, almost 90% of them. I don't know. And then another thing is now. Some monks, the 10% of monks, 10%, 10%. So, they will try to find excuses. They will tell, no, it is good for long life. No? Garlic is for long life. And they will tell, there was one lady, old lady, she will live 120 years. When she, the doctors ask, what is the reason of you being so old? She will tell, I go consuming one piece of garlic a day. That's why I'm long. And then become famous now this story, among monks now. They will tell that old lady, she got very old age because she would consume one garlic a day, one piece of garlic a day. So, and they will take this interview for, to get, now, this 10% they want to have long life. Long life, to become 120 years old, okay? So then, you can tell this, but I will tell you what are the, let's call it, the foolish, let's call it, reasoning around that, okay? You can tell.
然后他说他现在听说，他有个朋友，他先跟你说第一部分，第一部分是这样，他说可能他也猜测，就是说大概90%那个人，就吃炒大蒜可能是那样的，然后还有10%的人呢，他也在吃那炒大蒜，也不是也不一定是为了什么病，可能目的是为了健康长寿。 然后他表示那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那边那
point one. Now, let's see if that story is true, if that story is true.
Mm.
That story says that lady will consume only one piece of garlic.
Mm.
Now, these monks, they consume not one piece of garlic, they consume about 5-10, because they take a cup, okay? They take a cup to consume. Okay. Okay, now I can tell this, I will tell the second point. Mm.
然后他说
Therefore, this eating does not become to, for long life become more pleasure, okay? Because you want more than enough, okay? You can tell that.
所以说他们那种食可能就不是为了长寿，而是为了获得更多乐趣，因为他们已经超过了需要的量。
Second point is that according to that story, that lady would she will consume raw garlic, okay?
Mm.
Usually raw garlic you take mixed with food.
Yes. That's
what Mikul Bhante is doing. But here, this month, Mikul Bhante included, they take in the afternoon fried garlic, which almost become black.
Yes, okay. Yes.
So, therefore, and all the it was paper also, so then, which destroys all the good qualities of garlic. If you fried garlic, all the good qualities become destroyed, okay?
So, okay, point number two, you can do this. Okay.
Now to fry it, they use oil. Okay.
Mm.
Now, whether it's ghee oil or olive oil, what they use.
Mm.
Now, after burning the oil, that oil becomes also poisonous.
Okay.
Poisoning, it's called, because it is fried oil. No? So it is not good.
Mm.
According to the doctors.
Okay.
And then it does not become poisonous, but you also can. It is also a cause for cholesterol.
Okay.
Okay.
然后他们使用很多油，可以是素的，也可以橄榄油。然后这种，然后根据很多医生说，然后这不管是素的也好，橄榄油的，然后你把这油放在高温下加热的时候，它会产生一种毒素，这是其一。其二呢，然后就算这个油，它没有产生这个毒素，然后你吃那么多油，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，它会，
get long life, right? That is the question. Because they might get by consuming this garlic, who has no property at all. Okay, the property gets destroyed by burning it, or frying it, and then you might get cholesterol. So how you can get long life?
所以说这个大餐饮料成分已经被他们给炒掉了，然后他们在炒菜当中加了很多高胆固醇的油，然后这比如吃这东西怎么能和健康长寿呢
？Point four，
第四点。
Okay. So now, doctors all over the world who make research about why some people live long life and why some people live short life. So they found out that there are can be true that actually some people by eating garlic they can live long. Okay. But long time. But they found out other people who don't take any garlic at all. But they live long. Okay. So they found also one lady. At least one lady. There's another famous story about one lady. She was also Mexican like that. She became more than 120 years old. And then they asked the doctors, how you can, did you do anything? What did you do to get longer. So she told, I used to smoke. And she was smoking every day on the So in that case now, she never used a gun. And then there was another man somehow in Georgia. Georgia is okay, south of Russia. So he was about very old, about more than 120 years old. They asked him, what did you do to become old? And he would tell, I will consume every day wine. No garlic, no smoke, only wine. So, and then they asked another man who I don't know some part of the world, how he become old, I suppose. And he told, he used to eat a lot of yogurt. Yogurt. So, but never garlic. And see, in the same way now, I suppose, there is a book, what is it called? I don't know, I remember the title, but it's about the topic, how people grow old. What is the reason of longevity like that? Longevity.
Yes.
So, in that book, if you read this, you can be shocked. What are the explanations? Some people who are very long lived, what they keep. Some they tell, I will used to climb the mountain, walking. Some they will tell, I will used to run about 2 kilometers a day. That's why I'm long lived. Therefore, everyone could give his own explanation. And nothing matches. Nothing matches why one becomes long because of this reason, why one becomes long because of this reason. So therefore, know this story of the garlic. It is one isolated story. And some monks now, they take the story only to think that they become long-lived because of eating garlic. But the same day, as well, you can accept the other story. If you smoke, you can also become long. If you drink wine, also become long. Leave long. So what is the truth behind of the story? I will tell you according to the Buddhist explanation. What is, why people become long? What the Buddha told, why the people become long?
然后先给他，第四点，然后第四点是这样，第五点，第四点是这样，然后就是说那个就是看什么，因为到底什么原因啊，上手，然后这跟这个研究是这样，上课是，实际上有些吃，就明天吃到他这儿，他其实可以上手，但实际上也有很多人，就是他们完全不吃他的，他也很难受，然后呢，有这么一点，然后在那个。 墨西哥有一个女人，然后后来一百二十岁以上，然后那个医生跟医生问她，你抄抄秘诀什么？然后这个女人说每天我每天都抽烟，然后这个女人她每天也不吃饭，她确实每天都抽烟。然后在那个哪儿呢？那个俄罗吉亚，那是越南的，也是活一百二十岁以上。然后那医生问她，你抄抄秘诀什么？她说每天都喝酒。然后她也不吃饭，然后她也不吃什么药，她就每天喝酒。 然后那个，还另外一个男人，然后那医生问他，你的抄抄秘诀什么？他说我的抄抄秘诀每天喝酸奶。然后呢，然后就那个，就有他说那个丈夫他已经看过一本书，就是说呢，就是这本这本这本这是不知名描述，就是世界世界世界上不同地区人他们怎么描述自己抄抄秘诀的。然后这本描述自己抄抄秘诀人他们有的时候我们我抄抄秘诀是因为每天要爬山，然后有的人说是每天我超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超超 狮子以上就是各有各的原因。然后这个那是这个老刚说的塞拉和老太婆，他吃大善长肉，这是一个孤立案例。而且这些比库们，他如果他能相信啊，吃大善长肉让他们健康长寿的话，他们为什么不相信就是抽烟喝酒能让他们健康长寿？啊，这是第四点。然后第五点是正好给大家讲，就是说那个佛陀当时怎么说这个长寿的原因。
According to the Buddha, why people become long and get long life? It's not because of eating garlic, not because of drinking wine, not because of making sports and whatever, smoking, and so on. Okay? It is because they refrain from Panatipata. Okay? Panatipata, they don't kill. So the person who does not destroy life, he gets life. That is the karma vipaka. Right. You can find this explanation especially in the Madhyamanikaya, Chula Kama Vibhaga Sutta.
他说那个佛陀那个是那个是说说那个那微那个是是长寿原因什么的，他说佛陀是长寿原因，不是因为大蒜，也不是因为抽烟喝酒，也不是因为运动。他说那个长寿原因是因为那个离沙生，因为你离沙生，就是说你不破坏生命，所以你就会得到生命。然后这个就是业果的法则。然后大家如果想看这个的话，大家再看那个中部的那个
小
Oh, okay.
So it does not serve any medicinal purpose. Mm. No medicinal purpose. You don't get any score. Except if you have some stomach pain and you just heat it, don't burn it.
Mm.
Heat it a little bit to become soft.
Mm.
And don't mix it with garlic and pepper. You take a little salt, no problem. So then it can serve some purpose, but the way they prepare it here is almost half burnt. So it is not any medicinal purpose, medicinal qualities are not there.
是这样，然后说就是如果说你真的有什么胃痛的话，你可以把大蒜那个加热一下，然后放点然后那个吃，这样可能对你的胃痛可能有一点缓解。但是他们现在就是说那个。这能够这个炒大蒜的方式，把那大家的把大家几乎都炒焦了，然后那边加很多胡椒，然后呢他说这样没有什么医疗作用，然后唯一的作用就是刺激那个胃黏膜而已。
So then, okay, this is regarding garlic. You must know that on Polish dukata, by taking this just for pleasure, for enjoyment, just because others take, oh, let me also take. So then, just for fun, like a party.
所以说这样，这关于大蒜，我们也知道，如果只是为了乐趣，只是为了享受，只是为了跟风，或者只是为了开派对，然后那个去吃个大蒜，或者犯个错。
Okay, our time has passed.
Okay,
question? No question.
问这里就是关于那个外面卖的那种包装的果汁，蒜是煮过的果汁吗？
So he's asking that nowadays we can find some packaged juice, in the shops. Can those juice be considered as a filter, when it's a strain or not?
So then we'll discuss this tomorrow. You can ask this question tomorrow because that is also very.Tricky topic.
这个问题我们留到明天再回答，因为这个问题其实挺复杂的。
So then, now before we close, I want to just mention something before I forget. Now this, he asked the question whether medicine is mixed with oil, whether this this medicine is regarded as lifelong medicine or 7 days medicine. All right. So then I told him it is 7 days medicine because mixed with oil. All right. So now some clever monks. So they tell no. If the doctors prepare it, Ayurvedic doctors prepare it, we can use it lifelong. Okay. So therefore there is no any support from the Pali text or from the commentary sub-commentaries. That if doctors mix yava-jivika medicine with satahakalika, that medicine does not become satahakalika, it becomes yava-jivika. There is no such explanation anywhere. So it is just atanavati, one's own opinion, cannot be regarded as valid.
他说就是你刚刚问那个问题，就是说有关那个油和那个药反应性，那么在那是到底吃药转成药？你知道他说他刚吃药，但是他说现在有一些那个聪明的比丘有一种观点，就是说那个如果是 药可以优势命，甚至医生开处方的医生他给你混合到一起的，或者不是你自己混合到一起的，这样的话就还是重要。不是邪教，他说这种观点是在那个巴黎律象里面还有医术后者里面没有什么根据，他说这是一种个人观点。
So now this kind of medicines you can find here in usually foreign monks do not consume this much, but Selanga monks consume a lot. One medicine is called Pranajiva.
Pranajiva, okay, I know that medicine.
Pranajiva.
Very expensive, it's 1,000 rupees
about it. So then that is actually oil.
Yes.
But because it's some herbal medicine inside.
Yes.
Someone said, no, because Ayurveda taught us, make it, there is allowable, they will tell. Okay, and they take it lifelong. They can keep it as long as they like. So, and then another medicine is this Arista. Arista is called, which is a lot of honey and sugar inside. It is also herbal medicine. They put herbs. They ferment them, and they put a lot of sugar and honey. Because it's so sweet like wine. Sweet like wine. They said, no, because Ayurvedic doctors tell us, because we can use it lifelong. And then is another medicine called Kushmanda. Kushmanda is always like this made of pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Okay.
Special pumpkin, which is cooling in the body. But they mix of sugar and ghee oil and so forth. And then monks say, no, Ayurvedic doctors prepare this, what is allowable for us?
Pumpkin is food, isn't it?
But it's medicinal pumpkin.
Medicinal
which cools the body.
Okay.
Usually people they don't eat this.
Okay.
It is. They take it raw, and they cut it. They boil it. I don't know. They mix of some and so what is for cooling the body.
Okay.
So therefore, they tell because doctors, it's called prepare it. Therefore, this allowed for us to use it, which is there is no support from any Pali text. Because the Buddha told, Pikare. If doctor prepares it, I allow you to give it to use as lifelong medicine. So what? Or the commentary says, oh, yes, the Buddha told like that, therefore it's allowed. That is fake story. There is no any support from any Pali text about this explanation. Therefore, it's not valid.
本地人喜欢吃这个草药，他刚觉得几种草药，有草药是它是很多油混在一起，有些本地草药它是混了很多蜂蜜和糖，然后有些比丘说，因为这个草药处方都是那个草药大夫开，然后这个药也是草药大夫混合一起，草药大夫直接混合一起然后送上门，然后所以说这个药可以当成药。他说这种想法是在那个巴黎三藏里面没有任何根据，佛陀从来没有说过说，这个，因为这个药是大夫给你准备的，所以你就可以直接把它当成药。他说这个在医术里边也从医术辅助里边从来没有这样说法，所以大家知道。
Now what the Buddha told, the Buddha told exactly the opposite. If Yavajivika medicine is mixed with Satayagali, it becomes Satayagali. And there is no the authority of the doctor, of a doctor to change that, to change the vineyard.
Okay.
He never gave authority to doctors to change the vineyard.
他说那个佛陀是那个佛陀真正说的话，只是那个终身药入和西瑞药，我就被别人吸掉。然后佛陀并没有给医生以权利去改变这个技
术。All right. So.
这也非常替代费的行为。
就是在这里这句话，这句话是。